What's poppin', people? It is the Drew and Mike Show, and another week. I feel like this should be America held hostage, like the old Ted Koppel show, which started Nightline. You know, as we had the hostages in Iran at the embassy, and it would be day 10, America held hostage, and then the show did so well, they just morphed it into Nightline.
I love Koppel, man.
Yeah, Koppel, you know, he's really funny when he's not doing serious stuff, too.
He was great with when Sacha Baron Cohen had him on recently, the This Is America one. He came across pretty well.
Yeah, no, he's always cool. He's a much cooler guy than you would ever think.
ABC is doing that now. I don't know if you've noticed, because I don't think anybody knows, because nobody watches the show, but that Strahan and That Lady Show, whatever, I don't even know who that lady is. But that show, you know, Strahan.
You should just call it Strahan and That Lady.
Yeah, so the Strahan and That Lady Show is not on right now.
Uh-huh.
Instead, they have like an actual hour-long news in the middle of the day about coronavirus.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just kind of interesting.
Certainly isn't much news about coronavirus. It's certainly hard to get.
Well, there certainly isn't any on GMA. You know, that's all fluff bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, anyway, we're in the DealsNeedIdea.com studios as we kick off another week. And as far as I know, we'll be doing it this week. I just whipped off my first memo ever to the other shows.
Hot.
First memo ever.
Really?
It's not even really a memo. It's just a text message that we're continuing, but just that we don't want any non-essential people to be here for the actual shows. And in fact, we may even have some Skyping in
before
it's all over.
You'll be here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
When Brandon and I talked about it, I said, it really only matters if one person's here, and he lives here.
Yeah, except then I have to handle all the tech part.
Oh, no.
If I want to do that.
I'll be here.
Well, anyway, I want to start off something that had nothing to do with the coronavirus, because I thought it was... It's weird. As I dug into the story, it became a much bigger story, and that's Kenny Rogers dying at 81.
Oh, boy. He really knew when to fold them, huh?
That's exactly... That was my tweet.
Oh, was it?
Was
oh,
my
you
tweet.
Did? Are you shitting
I did.
Me?
Yep.
Fuck.
Or he picked a fine time to leave, didn't he?
Sorry. Thank you, Kenny, for providing so much humor in these dark times. I'm really upset, though. The menthatlooklikekennyrogers.com website hasn't been working.
Oh, no.
I don't know how many years it hasn't been working, but I'm sure it was just inundated over the weekend.
I assume that's how most millennials know Kenny Rogers, because that site was so funny.
It was the best.
And when he got cosmetic surgery, they looked more like Kenny Rogers than Kenny Rogers did. And his looks are really bizarre because, you know, he was a rocker in the 60s, Kenny Rogers in the first edition. They did that great song from the Big Lebowski. I think it was released in 67. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Brandon and I were jamming to this. It's a kick-ass psychedelic rock song. Killer. Is this the live version?
Oh, you want the live?
Oh, I don't care. No, that's fine. This is fine. The live version is more of a look. It's weird to see Kenny, though. At age, he's probably 28 there. He looks about 50.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in him.
Now when he's 60, he looks 50.
I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then...
At 75, he looks 60, but not like Kenny Rogers 60.
I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
That's deep. That is deep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What condition my condition was in.
Yeah. Now, don't you think most millennials know him from Kenny Rogers' Roasters?
I don't know.
Brandon, how do you know who Kenny Rogers is?
I just remember him. I don't know. When I was a kid, he was still out and about doing things. He was still singing everywhere and you know, a lot of old folk I knew loved him. So.
He's one of those guys, I think, if you're in this country, it's hard not to have bumped into Kenny Rogers at some point.
Well, I was telling you, my mom loved him, and I would confuse him with Kris Kristofferson because she loved him, too.
Well, they both wrote some good songs.
Yeah, they look similar, don't they, kind of?
Yeah, there's a little similarity there. He also, was it the Gambler that was used for Thugs in Harmony?
Really? 99? Bone Thugs?
Or bump.
You're thinking of Islands in the Stream that was used for Old Dirty Bastard Ghetto Superstar with Maya.
That's great. That's a great song.
Or Ghetto Cowboy? I just read it. I hadn't heard it.
Stupid song this is.
This Islands in the Stream?
This is Islands.
This is the karaoke duet of duets. God, I love Dolly Parton's voice, I have to admit. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
You also like her boobs.
I do like her boobs. She's a great songwriter, though, honestly. She really wrote a lot of songs. A lot of good songs. She wrote Jolene, White Stripes did it. Jack did it, yeah. She wrote a lot of great songs.
The Bodyguard theme.
The Bodyguard theme.
And,
that's right. Well, I don't think she would have done it quite the same way. I like to think that anyway, because I like Dolly. I was a huge Whitney Houston fan. But okay, who is this?
This is Praz and
ODB with
he is
Maya.
Okay. Boy, we're having a Maya. Boy,
what year is this?
I'm going to guess 96, 97-ish.
My eyes are sore for being a senator.
So ridiculous.
Well, I have to tell you, I started diving in on Kenny. And first of all, he's got so many duets. He's got the duet with Dolly.
1998, by the way.
He's got, one with Kim Carnes. You know, Kim Carnes after Betty Davis Eyes was a big deal. She's in We Are the World.
She is?
She is. I know. How ridiculous. For one song. And Kenny is huge in We Are the World. So a lot of people probably know him from that crazy song. Guys, every time this song comes up, I don't know why, I can't wait to watch the video.
Well, it's funny because we're sitting down here prepping. And
all egos have been checked at the door, by the way. Just want to point that out.
I heard that beginning just crank out of upstairs. And I'm like, wait, what is that? What is that? And I go, is Drew watching We Are the World? Because
yes.
I forgot he was in this.
And then I heard Walter singing along.
Yes, he was.
We tried recording it. We were too late. When we
heed a certain Lionel Richie, of course, is a co-writer, kicks it off. Must come together. Stevie Wonder comes in. There are people dying. Paul Simon on deck. When it's time to lend a hand. And Kenny Rogers hitting cleanup on We Are the World.
Kenny looks like he's about 6'8". How tall is he for real?
Paul Simon's tiny.
I know, but he's honestly he's like a foot.
He's got to be 6 feet, at least.
It's funny thinking of Kenny Rogers doing cleanup because he's the fourth person to sing.
Absolutely. He's hitting cleanup on this song. We all upon us. I forgot.
He is 6 foot flat.
Oh, is he 6 feet? Yeah, he looks tall in that room.
That reminds me. Have you seen the video of him playing basketball against Jordan?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I did.
That is awesome. He burns Michael Jordan. He'll always have that no matter what.
I was having a blast digging into Kenny Rogers. I don't know why.
It was kind of fun.
The Gambler, You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille. You bitch. The Rolling Stone writer mentioned that he and his sister used to argue. They thought he was singing 400 children and a crop in the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's Four Hungry Children.
That makes a little more sense.
Isn't it, Ruby, don't take your love to town? That's Kenny, right?
I don't know.
I think it is. I thought it was a hit. You decorated my life. Through the years, love will
through
turn you around.
The years. Mom cranked that song.
Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer with Kim Carnes.
You're forgetting one of the most popular ones of all time.
Islands
Drew.
In the Stream?
No, we already talked about that one.
We've got Tonight?
No.
I'm so lost in your love.
This song sucks.
Whoa. He is the lover of lovers, isn't he?
Yes.
We belong to you.
But love songs last. They just do if they're good.
Won't you believe in my soul?
What's he want to believe in? His soul or a song?
Soul.
Okay. Lady. Oh, God. Yeah, he won a Grammy for this.
This one is so sensitive.
He doesn't need any music.
You have there was a funny video on one of his obits. I wanted to watch it because this has got to be awful. It's him at the Grammys in 1980 singing the top songs of the year with Donna Summer.
Oh, cool.
And Rolling Stone said Donna Summer just appears horrified throughout the thing. If you can find that, Brandon. I'll take care of this while you're looking. It's the Grammys and Kenny Rogers and Donna Summer singing the hits of the year, which sounds so 1980, doesn't it?
Sounds great. I can't wait to see it.
Thanks to GrowGreen for sticking with us. They've been stocking their giant 35,000 square foot store to the rafters to ensure your grow keeps the lights on during this pandemic. You can shop the entire store online at growgreenmi.com or call and build your order with one of their amazing sales reps. Once your order's placed, it's picked, packed, and shipped within 24 hours, or you can call and schedule a curbside pickup. Stay in your car the entire time. The store will remain open until told otherwise, so get stocked up now, as no one knows if stores will be forced to close tomorrow. Call our guys at 810-299-2900. Boy, GrowGreen's got the old traditional 810.
Hell yeah, me too.
Shop online at growgreenmi.com or visit the store on M36 in Whitmore Lake. Do we have that duet? Oh, this is going to be so good.
And when all is said and done, it's the song
Kenny.
That people remember. It's the song that they put in their scrapbooks.
How did he get younger in the next 30 years? He really did, didn't he? Think back to. Oh, Reunited. Peaches and Herb.
Oh, yeah.
How can the disco queen sell out like this?
It's amazing how many duets he just has done.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I forgot. We've Got Tonight, did I mention it? Do you know who he's with in We've Got Tonight?
No, I did not look that up.
Sheena Easton.
Really?
Yeah, she was big for 10 minutes.
Huh. They get it on?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because she used to bang Prince.
Oh, I didn't realize he had an album called Duets.
Oh, of course.
That's what that's on.
Wait, what's the next song?
Whoa.
I'm so pumped. Oh, I Will Survive.
Yeah.
Wait, Kenny's going to sing some of this?
He should leave the stage for this.
No, I want him to jump in there. Just to show his versatility.
He wouldn't agree with the message of this song. He loves love too much. He'd give it another shot.
But he got wiped out of rock, and he survived and went to country, kind of. Or pop?
I guess if you want to apply it to that, to his job.
Come on, where's Kenny on this?
He's boogieing right next to her.
Wait, so he's got to sing the wimpy love songs and she gets to funk out? But Donna was hot. Oh, what's this going to be?
Sounds like it's in Kenny's range.
Oh, what is this horrible?
Terrible.
What is this terrible song?
I'm going to skip ahead.
I know. Wait, I know the words.
Minutes?
I know the song. I know. It's a terrible song. I still don't know what song that was. Okay. Oh, Michael McDonald. This guy shows some versatility here.
He even looks like him.
What a fool believes. Minute by minute by minute.
Stop it.
The Doobies were really big. Really big then. Okay, so
wow.
That's enough of that shit.
I was telling you, I was freaked out when I was a kid because he performed on the Muppet Show, which I loved when I was a kid.
Yeah, he's everywhere. Where did he not land?
He did The Gambler, and he was like on this rail car with three Muppets that weren't actually Muppets. They just were old people that looked like Muppets. And I remember it freaked me out because they weren't real Muppets.
The Muppets were being invaded?
They're being replaced by Kenny Rogers.
Huh, that's a scary thought.
It's a weird video,
youngster.
Anyway. It's a bizarre video.
Kenny had a couple movies, Coward of the County and Six Pack with Diane Lane.
Did they do anything?
I don't know. I think they might have been TV movies. And because I went down the...
He also threw a perfect game, didn't he, Kenny Rogers?
Yes, he did, didn't he? Yeah, he won 17 games for the 2006 Tigers.
He also cheated in the...
That's right.
World Series.
He poured beer on a police officer.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is a really common name, isn't it?
Such a generic name, but it works. He owns it, man.
Yeah, so anyway, what a career. And some people...
Roger!
if you have to pick a Kenny Rogers song, I bet people pick a different ones. It says something.
It's gotta be the Kenny.
But going down the We Are the World rabbit hole.
Oh boy.
First of all, just to watch the video, if you haven't seen it in a while, because we looked at it on the show a few years ago. Why is LaToya Jackson there?
Is that Diana Ross?
It's Diana.
Yes.
Is LaToya's there?
Yeah, LaToya is there. She's got a headband.
Maybe Michael needed a ride.
And, of course, Jackson comes in on the children part.
Yeah.
Children. Do you realize he groomed the entire world? He groomed all of us.
He really did.
I love the children. I mean, how many times did he say that?
I never had a child. Yet.
Oh, Willie. Wait,
what happened? As God
has shown us. Oh, when Bruce comes wailing in?
Oh, ugh, how annoying.
Comes in a little too strong.
Is that Belafonte? Who is that dude? Uh-oh.
Here we are.
I always said Born in the USA was out then. Cause
calm down. It's okay.
Is that Loggins?
That's Loggins.
Where's Messina?
Oh, he's banned.
He's in the car.
You can have one or the other.
Steve Perry.
Don't buy Lugs and Messina at the same party.
Well, the same happened to Oates, because there's Hall. Oates is nowhere to be found. Oates is hanging out with Messina in the parking lot.
Okay, this part for Jackson, they did a reboot in 2010 for Haiti, which appalls me.
Yeah.
Especially after watching it. And they have Michael Jackson from this version in it.
Really?
Oh, Cyndi Lauper, this is weird, too. What better way to waste time during a pandemic than to go through the We Are the World video? I don't think you can top it.
At least the one for Haiti worked. They're doing great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's
it's
check out
so
that.
Awful. No, it's so it. Bad.
Ethiopia's doing wonderful now, too.
Hi, I'm Jamie Foxx.
Okay, this whole thing is ridiculous. His intro is like 2 minutes long, and then in the middle of it, he does Ray Charles' part. Because the movie Ray had just come out. What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
I think it's Jamie needed a write-off and some publicity.
Oh, man.
I think they thought this was going to be huge. No. Bieber kicks it off. Watch this.
Did it make any money?
Can you believe Bieber was this big in 2010? No, it didn't make a cent. It lost everything. They didn't check their egos at the door either.
Well, it's clear because Jamie Foxx was running it.
Yes, exactly. It was an ego. It was a self-aggrandizement project.
This will be fun to see the people 10 years ago that were big, besides Biebs.
It is really weird. When we hit a certain call, when the world must come together as one. J-Hud?
Jennifer Hudson? Yeah, and that girl from the Pussycat Dolls. What's her name?
Scherzinger. Nicole?
Scherzinger! Who's that?
I couldn't figure that out. She looks familiar.
Wait, pause it.
She's really pretty.
She's in a country group.
Oh.
Little Big Town?
God,
someone help
know.
Me out. I don't know.
I don't know. She's pretty. Blonde? Curly blonde hair?
She's very pretty.
Little Big Town?
No, that's not it. I don't know who she is. Never mind.
And her part's not
She's
important.
She's cooked. No. Greatest gift
of all. Oh, Josh Groban, look at him.
We can't go on.
We can't go on.
He's so serious.
Pretending day by day.
Check out my jacket.
There's Lionel. Somehow we'll soon make a change. Tony Bennett? What the fuck? We are all part of. Who's this?
Mary J.
Oh, okay.
The one big difference
Obliger?
Between the last version was the last version, you could see that they were all in the same room recording.
Right. That's why there was no door to check your egos at, because they all recorded in different places.
Yeah.
Socially distancing.
You would have had to check the ego at like 50 different doors. Nobody could keep up with that. And it's true. You know love is all we need. Look, Jackson. Grooming us. Grooming the entire world.
I stare at their buttholes and I be
off. Why is Janet in there with him all of a sudden?
There's a choice we're
Streisand.
Making.
What?
We're saving our lives. It's true.
That lady, we didn't know who she is. She's in a band called Sugarland.
Okay.
Country band.
Mandy Moore! Mandy Moore! Was her music career big in 2010?
So oh, wait. Back that up. That wasn't Mandy Moore, was it? Not be in vain. I'm sorry. That's Miley.
Oh, yeah, it is Miley Cyrus. You're right. She's on this.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, she looks like Mandy Moore, doesn't she?
Yeah, she looks different there.
That's Miley. So they know that someone cares.
For help, we'll
happy in vain.
Enrique.
Enrique.
Oh, God.
We can't let them suffer.
Streisand back?
No, we cannot turn away.
Right now, they need a
Ray Charles.
Hand.
I mean, Jamie Foxx.
Oh, is that him?
No, someone
died. What?
Wyclef. Who stole a lot of money, by the way, that was earmarked for Haiti. Just want to point that out.
Is this a Haiti connection?
Yeah.
Is that why he's on this?
Okay. Wyclef, he's Haitian, yeah.
There's a choice we're making.
Pink. Pink.
Yeah. We're saving our own lives.
Okay, which weird.
Is that dude?
Little Wayne is going to come in who can't sing.
Sweet. Michael!
Then they have LL Cool J and a bunch of rappers together.
Such a mess.
Like, yell out this big interlude.
That's Usher.
Such a mess.
Celine.
Fergie. Remember the Fergie?
Yeah, it's Fergie. Who can't sing? Who's that dark haired girl?
I missed.
She's on the left there?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to find like the random comedian. Because remember the first one didn't
Aykroyd?
Have Dan Aykroyd in it.
Yeah.
Those people
yes.
Like, you can't sing.
Well, I know, it's Jamie Foxx.
I don't know why.
Okay, I take it back. Here's everybody. They're all together here. They had to have checked their egos at a door.
Some of them.
Well, that could be some green screening or something.
I really want to hear Lil Wayne's part.
They did not check their egos. I know the rap part's really dumb. In this song, it doesn't fit.
It's just heavily auto-tuned.
Damn it. Every time that chick comes up.
That girl?
No.
That was Braxton.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
Wait. Did you see Brian Wilson?
Brian Wilson?
He was in the
Carl
background.
Carl Wilson's
there.
In this.
Brian
from
Wilson.
The Beach Boys?
Is there.
Yeah, they have some
there,
baggage here. They have baggage here that they just brought in just for the PR.
He looks so lost.
He's
they
wearing don't let the him biggest polo possibly ever.
They don't let him near a mic. They don't let Carl Wilson near a mic. And they also don't let Dionne Warwick anywhere near a mic. And
why?
I'm sure she can say, because they're just old bags they just brought. Nobody knew who they were.
Brian can
like, who
say.
Are these people? Should we kick them out or should we ask them who they are?
All right, time to change up the tempo. Because
I didn't think that Brian just wandered into this building.
Here comes Lil Wayne.
A choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day. It's you and
wait,
me.
Go back, pause it.
By the way, that guitar.
Jeff Bridges in the background.
Really? Yeah,
right there at
there
the top.
Is.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's your weird actor who doesn't belong. Randy Jackson from Idol.
Oh, get out of here, Jackson.
And that's Santana shredding, right?
Oh, yeah.
That looks like him.
Okay.
We're saving our own lives.
Buster was awful.
We'll make a better day. Just you and me. We are the world.
Rob's going to come in and yell at us.
We are the children.
Let's start giving.
Let's start giving. There's a choice we're making.
Who's that?
I don't know who that dude is.
It's true, we make it's Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye's on this.
Is that Akon? What remember to Akon? Oh, Haiti looks great there.
Well, they've had so much time during the song to fix it up. Song goes on forever.
There's one of the Jonas Brothers. Definitely not Kevin. I don't know if it's Nick or Joe.
I saw Chris Martin tucked
Chris
away.
Martin?
Oh, what'd you have Chris Martin?
Chris Martin on the mic.
Oh, heads up.
Oh. We can lean on when you wake up to where to see that your dreams go.
Just
Stu. When the earthquake
swells. Yeah, Stu's in there.
Yeah.
When the floor breaks a magic carpet to stand on. We are the
magic
world united. My love so strong. When the radio isn't on, you can hear the song. A guiding light on the dark road you're walking on. A signpost to find the dreams you want. Someone to help you move the obstacles you stumbled on. Someone to help you reach
this is about 3 minutes ago
storm.
If they were going to have it.
Well, they knew to put it at the end.
Or maybe they figured no one listens to the end.
What a mess. What a mess.
I don't even remember this.
Wrong.
I think we checked their egos at the door. We just didn't care. Who's the bald guy, by the way? Shaved head guy?
I back it up. I'm sorry.
He popped up a bunch of times.
I thought it was Moby, but that's not Moby.
Oh, there's Shakira. She's tucked away.
Who the hell is that dude?
I don't know. He got a line.
I think
line,
he snuck
too.
In.
He must have been a.
He's got engineering headphones on, so he must be an engineer.
Probably owns the studio.
How ridiculous.
That's right.
Absolutely ridiculous.
What a stupid song.
I know.
It did so much good. How much did it even raise? Do we know?
This one, I think it lost a lot of money. Because
they had to pay everybody?
Yeah, they had to pay all these people. And then sold 16 copies.
Okay. I just pulled up the Wikipedia page, and the first name that jumped out was Paul Haggis, the director. He directed the music video. That might be him, the bald white guy.
Oh, okay.
And didn't Haggis get in a bunch of shit with Scientology?
Yeah. And he quit.
Yeah.
And he had like 20 people on his front lawn.
That's right.
Including, I don't think Tom Cruise was there, but like Kirstie Alley and Lisa Presley were on his front lawn, ready to yell at him as soon as he got out of his car. Which made him very comfortable with his decision.
But didn't they know that he did We Are the World 2 for Haiti?
I don't think it's the same guy.
You know, well, he directed the video. Haggis.
Okay.
Sounds delicious.
How far in are we, Brandon?
26
minutes. All right, let's wrap it up.
All we are the world, all show, all week. 26 minutes of We Are the World. That's chewing up some non-coronavirus time. Right,
there's a lot of Kenny Rogers in there.
That's true, and that's important. All right, no, all kidding aside, we'll get to the shitty stuff. I got to mention, though, that Zot Ford, now starring Jim Bentley. Actually, they moved some wheels last week.
Can I throw one more We Are the World 2 fact out there?
If it can't wait.
Yeah, it cannot wait, because I know we all want to move off of it. It charted number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
For what, a day, a minute?
What do you think was number 1 that it couldn't replace?
2010? Wait, 2010.
By a person who still made music along the way, not as big today as she was then, but one of the dumbest yet catchy songs of the time.
Was it a Britney song?
It was not a Britney song.
Oh, is it the Call Me Maybe?
No. God, great guess. You're on the path.
Friday?
It was Kesha with TikTok.
Oh, I kind of like that stupid song.
I do too. It's very trite and kind of dumb, but it's catchy.
Yeah.
But it just shows, look at the juxtaposition between the two.
Oh my God.
I told you it couldn't wait.
It must have been on the chart for like 2 weeks, max.
Yes, terrible. We Are the World.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Didn't she sue TikTok, the company?
She's involved in all kinds of stuff. She's claiming that her agent or her producer.
Her producer, Dr. Luke.
Me tutored her?
Yeah, raped her.
That's got to be recent. Why can't they do something with that?
It's been thrown out many times. She's trying to get out. She tried to get out of her deal.
Right,
now I regret bringing it up. Sorry. Zot Ford.
Okay, I was going to mention something since you did bring it up. It was that I was trying to think of coronavirus songs like that would make sense right now. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily songs about a virus.
I got one.
But for example,
I can tell you a million of them.
I went out to get gas today because I don't want to be on empty when the world ends.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Smart. Who cares? You don't need gas, right? If the world ends and I'm empty, who cares?
Well, you want to drive far away if you want to live. I've always said I don't want to live. I don't have the constitution for the Armageddon.
Oh, if I'm one of the last guys on Earth, no, I'm done. I'm finished anyway.
I have anti-gun friends that are going out and buying guns. Two of them.
Really?
That's kind of what my reaction was.
But there's electricity and security and... I heard, and one, I don't know.
One
if
feels he is a target, which he probably is for what he does. And
really, what friend is this? Jeez,
does that make sense?
I guess
money. Well, yeah.
I heard there were some cars stolen in our neighborhood.
Seriously?
Yeah, which is kind of a bummer because my key is lost inside the car, so anyone can get in the car and start it, and I don't have the backup key.
What?
So the worst part of that is somebody's going to go in, they're going to dig into the dashboard and start it when they could just start it. They're going to leave a sign on it.
Can't find it?
It's under the seat somewhere. Oh. It's
I'd look for it, but
I'm going to find
not until
it
until the COVID wears off of that.
I will find it.
This is a great one for coronavirus, Brandon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, perfect. I was just listening to.
I got another one too. I don't know when the
usual stuff I listen to, old classic rock and roll, and. Okay, it just happened to throw out Watching the Wheels by John Lennon,
great song.
Which I love the song, but I'm just sitting here watching wheels go around. It just seemed perfect.
Do you know this song?
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Brandon, do you remember it?
Yeah.
Let me clear my throat.
Is that the title?
Yeah. There aren't many songs about coughing.
Yeah, there aren't many. I was thinking more about just the business of in a world where you can't do anything, go anywhere.
So just
I mean,
breathe.
There's a lot of ways to go with it.
So Just Breathe by just Pearl Jam doesn't work? Or Breath by
That's
Pearl Jam doesn't
song.
Work?
That's a great song. Just Breathe is a great song.
Here, I'll play Just Breathe. I'll jump ahead.
Stay with me.
This one works.
Let's just breathe.
Let's just breathe. Stay with me. Let's just breathe.
No, I think it's a good choice. I love Pearl Jam.
Well, you can read Zot Ford over it.
All right. Bentley's now at Zot Ford, and people actually did go to the trouble last week because they had nothing better to do. They couldn't work or whatever. And they're social distancing there, of course. Anyway, the entire Zot Ford team is hoping you can swing some deals with them. In fact, you can buy our newer pre-loved vehicle from Jim Bentley. Wait, without ever, it's possible to buy a newer pre-loved vehicle without ever setting foot in the dealership.
Cool.
During these challenging times, Zot Ford is offering free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Well, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I already had the car, and I fell in love with
it. They brought you everything.
Yeah, they did. Jim showed up. By the way, Jim, do I have my registration? I still haven't changed the insurance.
Can you find his key? It's in the car somewhere.
Zot's delivery service has been an enormous asset. It's helping them. I love the expedition. Helping them continue to keep their team busy and the doors open for customers. Plus, they continue to have unprecedented deals like 0% financing for 84 months. No payments. Wait, no payments for 6 months? Why don't I have that deal? What, am I exempt?
Oh, you got it before coronavirus, apparently.
Oh, that's... And, of course, Zot Zero Cash Due Event.
Right now. Lose
lease a new 2020 Ford Fusion as low as $172, zero cash due. Or lease a new 2020 all-wheel drive Ford Eagle as low as $202 with zero cash due. Or a 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 as low as $252. Of course, zero cash due. So if you're thinking about a new vehicle, pick up the phone, call Anthony at Zot Ford. He will direct traffic while Bentley's busy delivering vehicles to Lucky, Drew, and Mike listeners all around the D.
I thought of another social distancing song.
Give me three steps.
Oh yeah, you gotta stay three steps away. I don't know. I'm stretching in here.
All right. It's a tough topic.
Plus, I just like
couldn't
the song.
Think of it. I just heard Watching the Wheels, and I thought, well, this is a good song for right now. But I couldn't
Armageddon.
Think of any others. Because usually it's easy to figure out a Stone song or a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young or somebody with a giant catalog, but they weren't coming to me at all.
Oh, great one. James.
I Stay Away. There you go.
Luke Nowacki is looking for you if you're looking for help. A lot of people are looking for help. This is a crazy time, and don't be afraid to get a little advice. Just like, you know, a lot of people are struggling with the anxiety of right now, and I hope you're not afraid to ask for help, too, because there's help for that. But the financial anxiety, that's something you might want to talk to Luke Nowacki about. If you've got two incomes, you don't have a plan, or you're getting somewhere close to retirement, or maybe kids you're thinking about putting through college, maybe a 529, or if you don't know what a 529 is, you should. Maybe you want to reconsider your 401k investments in light of what's going on. Luke Nowacki and his team would love to help you with that, or to start a retirement plan, or a myriad of things. Trudy got help from Luke with her health care, for example. And I know one company started a 401k, which Luke was able to put together for them. And some people he's able to at least refer you if he can't do it. So consider calling Luke.
We're looking at money.
248-663-4748.
Securities and Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Yeah.
What song is this?
This is a good one. Down with the Sickness.
You feel that?
That makes me think of Bodies on the Floor.
Yeah.
Which, remember, oh, have you ever seen the list of banned songs after 9/11?
The bullshit list?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. So it's not true.
No.
No. But there were a lot of songs that they wouldn't play. It wasn't an official
there
list.
I think there were a few. I don't think everyone had the same ones either. All right. You know, speaking of music, of course, there were some of our favorite musicians and celebrities, and we need them so much right now to help us through these dark times. You know, somebody bitched out a lot of these people. Oh, Piers Morgan did.
Yeah.
For, you know, wanting clicks and attention, of course, because how can they go on without clicks and attention? And I forgot who he's pointing the finger. Oh, I think it was Madonna who was singing Vogue into a hairbrush, which her fans probably liked. I don't know.
Okay.
Some of it is ridiculous, you know.
But if they're creating content like that, where she's singing, is it that bad? It's the telling us how to do and how to act, which
is really,
look, we know because we listen to scientists and doctors how to act and what to do.
I kind of thought, you know, Brandon.
Wash your hands thoroughly. Like, or coaches. 20 seconds.
Brandon brought something up today. A story about, what's her name from Teen Mom? Janelle?
Oh, Janelle Evans, yeah.
Yeah, about how she's getting so much hate online and how she lives with it. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? How dare you tell us about your stupid fucking self-created problem?
People Magazine, yeah, they came out with it just 2 days ago, which is kind of crazy because in the midst of the coronavirus and all this stuff where that's all the news, here's a headline, Teen Mom's Janelle Evans on how she copes with anxiety and depression from online hate.
Okay, and first of all, she can't turn it
down. Apparently eating is one way.
Yeah, she's looking she's getting a lot
of comfort food.
A little big.
Whoa.
A lot of comfort food. She looked really good a couple of years ago, too.
Yeah.
But
yikes.
She should not do the interview. She should say, you know, I feel silly talking about this.
When did she do it?
Yeah, she probably did this a while ago. It's just people are like,
people
hey.
Just put it out, though. Why would they do this in January and put it out now?
Because it was in the bottom of their content pile, then that's, and now they're struggling.
I think that's stupid on People Magazine's part. Why would they put that out?
What
that's
do they do
dumb.
Right now?
Maybe talk to people about how they're what they're doing to chew up units of time.
I suppose, but
I mean, if you think of the day, break it down into units.
It really is a good time to clean out your content closet if you're a magazine.
I don't know, something like that. It strikes me that every time I see about Harry and Meghan, I just lose it.
Well, they do that. They post it again today.
Oh, fuck them.
I'm not even going to read it because look how long it is, Drew. There's their post, but it's all about how to take care
we of don't need them.
Mental health during this
time. They don't know anything about mental health. They know nothing except they have terrible mental health and they fuck up mine. I mean, honestly, they are not in a good place with mental health. If they think that they should be telling us what to do,
sure.
Or they think we need their help. We don't need their help.
Does mental health include ego?
Yes, it does.
They're not suffering from lack of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think getting mental health advice from a complete narcissist like Meghan Markle might be a good idea. Isn't Harry just along for the ride? Isn't he just being dragged in the mud
now,
through
this? Yeah, he's a total cuck. He's so screwed.
Well, she's going to force him to watch her take on some guys.
Well, I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
What else is she going to do? She might as well just become a cam girl.
It's about all she's qualified for.
Imagine her becoming a cam girl.
Shit, that would be horrible.
That would be great.
She'd be bossing you around. She could do SNL.
Making you do stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so among the celebrities who are doing things to help us. This actually, I think, probably did really well. Neil Diamond.
Yeah, yeah.
Neil Diamond put out a version of Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
What else? And he modified it. Much like Goodbye England's Rose.
Hands washing hands.
Reaching out. Don't touch me.
He sounds okay. I know he's not well.
He looks different.
Sweet Caroline.
So good.
What? Why does he say Sweet Caroline? Can't he say coronavirus?
I should. I think
and
he's,
then go.
Exactly. Is he trying to avoid the Elton John mistake?
I hope that song charts.
Of selling 30 million copies of the worst song possibly ever that was once one of the best songs possibly ever.
Get in the studio, Diamond, and cut it for real and release it. Go the Elton route.
Goodbye, England's Rose. People buy that.
Which, once again,
why did they buy it?
I like to point out, Elton didn't do the writing on the song, so didn't he just tell Bernie, hey, I want new lyrics for Diana?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, I remember they said that, you know, I think it was 4 or 5 writers just slaved over it for, you know, because they had to hurry because the service was in 2 days or something.
Why do you need 4 or 5 writers?
And he had to get in the studio to cut it.
Oh, please.
And everybody's so upset about Diana.
Goodbye, Rose Rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart.
The original song is so damn good. If you want to talk about somebody who was used and abused and put out to dry, how can you compare her to Marilyn Monroe?
And the stars spell out your name.
Heaven needed a spoiled royal. She's like the original Megan.
She was.
Not as bad. Not nearly as bad.
There was probably ones before her, weren't there? Spoiled royals. Yeah. I mean, they all are.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think Diana was okay. I just think she... Now, if anybody knows about mental health problems, it'd be Diana.
Yeah.
Throwing herself down the stairs to get attention from Charles. Banging the trainer.
It worked.
I knew it! Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. It's over.
What a mess.
I know there were other people trying to help us. Weren't there?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, a lot of people are at home and they're bored, right? They got nothing to do. They've been watching TV. Hey, how about we change it up? We do a little clubbing. Let's go to DJ Pauly D and see what's going on in his house.
What's up, everyone? We are live for the first time ever on my Facebook from my home. I hope everybody is at home safe right now with family, keeping them hands clean.
Why is he yelling?
And I do believe that through social distancing,
I think that's what he does, Drew.
We can make a difference and we can beat this thing.
I don't want Pauly D telling me about social distancing. It just seems... It doesn't seem right.
I just want him to understand it so he can get away from me.
This ain't about social. This is about partying.
And I'm going to give you guys a live DJ set, and I hope you guys like it. But before we get started, I'm going to show you a little bit of how I'm quarantining right now out here in Las Vegas.
Oh, Jesus. How many streams are there for this?
So check this out. Of course, I'm locked up.
5 billion.
I can't tan, but
he's got his own tanning salon.
Of course, I get my tan on. You already know what it is. Gym, tan, and laundry is a way of life. So you know I went tanning already before this.
You know,
I got my gym on because quarantine, being at home,
it's
isn't
a lot of
so bad.
Arcade games, which is pretty cool.
I stay entertained out here in Las Vegas.
You have a lot of money. It's not that bad.
Schwarzeneggery.
All right. Yes.
So let's get this concert started. Let's walk down.
How many
to
streams,
my
Brandon?
DJ booth in my home.
Doesn't say.
No.
Out here in Las Vegas.
Looks like I don't know a ton. He's got 61,000 likes. In 14,500 shares.
I'm not making you guys dizzy with this.
Well, people are entertainment starved.
Oh, yeah, we keep bikes in the house.
Yeah, he's got
it is what
crotch
it is.
Rocket just sitting there.
Oh, what up, Lion?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You social distancing? 6 feet away from this one? All right. Let me open up the DJ room.
Oh, his two statues are 6 feet apart.
Should be empty. Wait,
that's cute.
What the? What are you doing in here? Social distancing, man. Did you wash your hands?
Dina.
It's cardboard cut out of himself.
Nope. Oh, look at this guy. What up, man?
Anyway, I'm gonna fast forward. Here's 20 minutes into it. So basically, he's just doing a show.
He just pressed play.
He did it for an hour and a half.
All right, next.
Oh yeah, a little GTO. Yeah.
Hey everyone, Ben Roethlisberger here.
Yikes!
Just wanted to take a moment to make a quick video to let everyone know that we're doing well here. Locked down
sexual assault
and,
video.
Let everyone know we're thinking about them and praying for everyone. And if you absolutely have to leave your house, which we encourage not doing, but if you have to,
is he part of the FEMA or the CDC?
Apparently.
Is he working there now?
Feet away from everyone.
He's got a huge beard.
But if you're locked down in your house like we are,
There's a lot of fun things that you can do and figure
in
out.
In your house.
We spent the morning figuring out curriculum for the next
few weeks. Oh, shut up. These people, I can't stand this.
For the kids and putting together a great schedule.
Oh, you're so incredible. Look at your great parent.
And there's some other fun things that we're going
to
discuss.
What, are you not raping people?
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football all night.
They do in the house. So, Bodie, what's your favorite thing to do?
Playing charades.
Playing charades. Very good. Mom?
I've enjoyed listening to the kids read books.
Very good.
Oh, that's a lie.
That's not your favorite
thing.
You might be doing that. It's not your favorite thing.
Riding your bike and having your birthday party. And Benjamin?
Aww.
Hitting golf balls in the backyard.
Awesome.
Wait, that's outside.
Must be nice.
As you see, there's lots of different things you can do as a family.
Yeah, I can't hit golf balls in my backyard.
Especially difficult and unusual.
I am not praying for you and your family.
You're talking about Roethlisberger.
Let's move
Meanwhile,
on.
Antonio Brown tweeted out a photo or a video of him at a water park. So I don't know. I guess that seems on par.
He's off the wagon.
I don't know.
The good behavior wagon.
You don't know when he. I guess it was this weekend when he sent it out.
Are there many people there with him?
It's like him and his daughter.
What, do they have the park to themselves?
It doesn't seem like many people are there.
AB?
Yeah.
Well, the fight with Logan Paul's called off. So
the first comment underneath, by the way, is AB will be fine. No coronavirus for him. He hasn't got anything for 2 years.
All right, let's move along here. I got one for you. This is kind of a continuation off of last week's compilation with all them actors and A-listers doing Imagine.
Okay.
Great.
It's important.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Aha! Imagine there's no countries. It is
He does the entire song.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I get the idea. That's fine.
That's great.
Let's see.
Boy, was that a fail? Oh my God, was that a fail?
the real one?
Yeah,
right?
The Gal Gadot one.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I just think so much less of her now for that one stupid gesture.
And everyone in the video.
And weren't they all, most of them, trying to draw attention to themselves?
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm so wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm part of this.
Comments were like, why don't you just donate your millions instead of singing songs?
Well, it was a stupid, recording it on your phone,
mm-hmm.
How good was it going to be? Really? They just thought that, we're so important. Anything we put out will be loved.
Other people will love it. And they'll take coronavirus seriously.
So here's one.
I don't know. I don't know what their point was.
Here's one for you guys. Check this out. NBA player Jamal Murray. Here's his.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Wait, that's... He's getting a BJ from somebody. What is... Oh, this got hacked, right?
Whoa.
Who is that girl?
That's his girlfriend. And she's...
That's his girlfriend.
Gamer.
Jesus. Who is she?
She's some volleyball player from Kentucky. She's got a lot of skills.
That's a volleyball player at Kentucky?
I guess they must have met when they were both playing sports there. He is now an NBA player for what team?
Denver. Really good one, too.
The Nuggets.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who is she?
And so his,
who does she play for?
Something got hacked there. He got hacked, apparently. That's what he said.
What do you mean he got hacked?
Says he got hacked.
Nice. I'm glad he did.
And he sent out this BJ video in the midst of the coronavirus. And
that seems a little self-absorbed.
Kind of feel bad.
I know this coronavirus sucks, but look at this great BJ I'm getting.
I know, and everybody wanted
this blonde.
You can't get coronavirus from sucking a dick. That's
my course,
message.
Everybody wants to know, hey, well, who's that chick with her name is Harper Hempel?
Oh.
And she's very upset. She went to Twitter to ask people to stop.
Oh, I feel bad for her.
Read her tweet.
I know.
She's doing such a good job, too.
She took her whole Twitter down?
She deleted her Instagram.
Oh. And the truth is, most people think she's incredible, more incredible than they ever did.
Jamal Murray tweeted out, first and foremost, I'd like to apologize to my fans. My account has been hacked.
Hey, not her.
And she said,
his fans loved it.
And she said, hey, if you had the video, please delete it. And so.
Right. That's funny. The fans don't care. They liked it. The only one who's really
the comments
I feel
are
bad for is her.
Supportive, though. Hey, you got an A1 neck. Your BJ is so good. Hey, I'm beating it to this right now. Oh man.
Wait, that one says DM me.
Oh Jesus.
You guys are so disrespectful. Leave her alone.
Remember, you did nothing wrong. Hey, go back to the page you had with the video on it. There was a really weird trend on the side.
Let me explain to me.
Congratulations, Megan. It says celebrities trending. Is that about Markle?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's not. Okay, never mind.
Oh. It's Meghan McCain. Right?
So he made a video on his phone of her doing that.
Yeah.
And then how did that get hacked?
It looked like he put it on his Instagram stories by accident. And, of course, or is it Snapchat? That looks like Instagram, right?
I don't know.
Either way, someone had the foresight to grab it.
You definitely you would want to keep a record of that. That's for sure.
She's good at it.
She's great.
She's a hell.
Like to see more of what's on his phone.
Here she is. Here this is. She's
a beautiful girl.
Is that the only picture we have of her? She's very pretty.
There's a lot of them online.
She looks like Girl Next Door, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, with bright blue eyes and blonde hair and a nice body.
Very
you're living in.
Very Aryan.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, he's Canadian.
He is. He's
from Canada, yeah.
Okay.
He's got weird pubes.
Yeah, he does have, they're super, super curly.
Bush!
No, I mean super duper curly.
Oh, yeah.
Does the carpet match the curtains?
Okay, any more important tutorials on how to wash hands? Or
I don't think so. That's pretty much it right
Paris now. Jackson got a new tattoo in honor of coronavirus. What?
Okay, this is the kind of stupid shit. And she's posted it, I assume.
Yeah, I'm looking
at it. And how many 50 million people have viewed it and said they like it?
It's a J.R.R. Tolkien. How do you pronounce his name? Tolkien?
Tolkien.
A light from the shadows. That's what the text.
Oh, fuck you. She doesn't even know who that is. Someone told her to do it that would sound smart. Paris Jackson, get the fuck out of here. Are we ever going to be free of her? We're not, are we?
My favorite celebrity coronavirus story is that Mama June and her boyfriend are still out gambling.
She's a mess.
Mama June and Gino, they're at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Florida, gambling up a storm. She's so dying from this, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean,
I expect so.
I'm not a doctor.
She has a lot of immunities left.
I'm not a doctor, but by looking at her, she might be compromised.
Oh,
let's see. I guess they've been there for like a month, just partying.
She's having a lot of troubles recently. They're in and out of court. Her teeth are falling out.
You know what I wanted to mention, because this is sort of a rando, was that I was watching Code 46. Have you guys seen that movie?
No, I've never even
heard
of it.
Tim Robbins and Samantha Morton.
I've never even heard of it.
Probably 2005 or so. It's supposed. I think it takes place in 2077. And he is a security specialist, and she's stealing something from the factory she works in. And of course,
what's your clearance?
Everything you do in 2077 is recorded, and people can watch you anytime.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So it's really hard to steal, but she somehow is pulling it off. And so they're trying to, he's brought in to determine who it is. They have like three or four suspects. But of course, he falls in love with her and bangs her.
Nice.
And
I like her, Samantha Morton.
Yeah, she's different. Definitely.
She's different.
She's different looking.
Yeah. Well, she was bald in Minority Report.
Yeah, her hair's about an eighth of an inch long in
this
movie.
Oh, in that?
It's really short. Oh, really. But she's a good actress, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't want to give away the story, should I? Or
I don't care. I'm never going to watch it. Yeah.
Okay. In Code 46 is...
Let's get Gone with the Wind. Can we get my Gone with the Wind back, please?
Code 46, hey, this has nothing to do with what I'm bringing up, but I don't know why I feel compelled to explain it, is when people whose genes are too close have sex. It's a Code 46 violation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they don't want interbreeding or something?
Yeah. Okay. And of course, that could mean somebody. I could meet someone in Europe, and they could say, nope, your genes are too close.
Okay.
So, so it's kind of
a pretty good law.
Who would have had any idea that, he's in Tokyo, I think, at this factory, and he's from America, and still, he knocks her up, and she gets put away for a Code 46 violation, and they erase her memory.
What a piece of shit movie.
They erase her memory, so he has to make her want to fuck him again.
Oh, all right.
Afterwards, because she won't remember that she wanted to fuck him.
But they did it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Did they or did they not make a freakishly mutant baby.
No, the baby was aborted because of the Code 46 violation.
Oh.
And I think that's, yeah, that's why.
It's a fiction. So it's then, a fictional story, Brandon.
The neat thing is,
to be upset.
After her memory's erased, she still wanted to fuck him.
Cool.
I thought that was kind of cool.
You should just do that every time, no matter what. Then she's going to wonder, how did I get pregnant?
So it goes crazy from there. But the point is, there is no point. I'm watching this movie. You know, I'm trying to kill a couple hours. I mean, God, how do you kill all this time? How are we going to make it the next 3 weeks or however long, you know, we're just...
You can get your house repainted. It takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, that probably worked out pretty well, didn't it?
Sure.
It gave you a project.
Yeah, I don't really want a project right now, but it looks great.
Well, anyway, there's a karaoke scene in... I want to say this is in Tokyo, but I could.
Are they
be
doing
wrong.
Islands in the Stream?
No, they're not doing Islands in the what? Stream. But there's a guy singing "Should I Stay or Should I Go?" The okay, Clash yeah, song, which song. Is a good song. And I've seen this movie twice before, and I never noticed. I'm watching it. I'm going, wait a second, that guy looks really familiar. Is that Mick Jones of the Clash? It's fucking Mick Jones of the Clash.
Really?
He's okay. doing a cameo as just some Yahoo who goes up to the mic.
He must,
and sings "Should I Stay or Should I Go?"
He must be friends with whoever made the movie.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was, I mean, it cracked me up because it's like, well, you know, first I was thinking, hey, this guy's pretty good. And then I realized it's Mick Jones from The Clash.
Well, how long did they keep that in the movie? Did they keep the whole song in? Was there a big part of it?
Significant part.
Well, then yeah.
You know, like Bill Murray sings.
First tip off.
You know how Bill Murray sings in Lost in Translation?
Starjo, yeah.
More Than This, and that's one of my favorite songs in the world by Roxy Music.
Mm-hmm.
More Than This. Hoo-wah. And it's a pretty big part of the song. I want to say it's like a minute 20 of the song or a minute of the song. Anyway, so that was just completely random. And I couldn't believe it because I've I can't believe I never noticed it was Mick Jones before. And I love The Clash.
I'm just wondering, who did the movie.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an answer to that somewhere.
Or why he decided to do that. Does he act in a lot of things?
No, I don't think so. You know, he's in that other band after The Clash that does... E=mx², and they're actually, oh God, what's the name of that fucking man?
Yeah, Big
Audio Dynamite, yeah, BAD. Yeah, underrated band, I think.
Well, they have that one huge hit.
It's on the same album as E=mx². See, I love E=mx². I thought that was a great tune, but that was not the
hit. Like, dude, I'm singing the whole song in my head, and I can't think of the name of it.
I think Kenny Rogers screwed us up. Okay, I'll tell you. It's got to be the first song on Google Play, right?
I know, but I refuse to look it up.
I'll look it up. Big audio. Kill an extra 20 seconds.
I just want to race you.
Rush! Rush! Damn it. Oh, E=mx² a second. I would do it all the same.
I gotta say, this show has been a wonderful distraction from everything on the news.
It has.
Today.
As long as we stay off the subject. How about a little E=mx². We're not hurting for time.
So I was trying to find ways to distract myself over the weekend.
There's always Rick Beato. Rick Beato Offo.
There's a song by a gay guy.
I hit this wall last night where I'm like, I can't handle any more coronavirus news. And I can't handle any more true crime. So I had watched 2020, and I watched 48 Hours.
2020 was fantastic.
It was,
but... it was a terrible story.
I spaced out halfway through. I don't like
music. It was quite a story. I got the feeling at one point in that they were using filler to make it a two-hour 2020. Yeah. Somebody I never met, but in a way I know. Didn't think that you could get so much from a picture show, man. Hey, is this one of those songs where they never sing the title?
Be a weird title to sing.
Yeah, I don't think they do. Young Turks by Rod Stewart, by the way. He never sings Young Turks. Just passing along.
Well, do they say the word Rush in Rush?
I don't know. Maybe that's an interesting... Maybe that's the idea behind the whole album. They never sing the titles of any of the songs. Do they have a video for this on MTV? They must have.
Oh, I would assume so. It seems very giving to having a video.
I feel like Big Audio Dynamite could be out there playing now.
Isn't maybe the guy just die? Didn't he?
Mick Jones?
No, isn't there a black dude that just died in the
Oh, no, that you're thinking with... of not Fine Young Christ. Cannibals.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Christ.
Just answer me this. Good. Is there a black guy in Big Audio Dynamite?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. I mean, I don't see color.
I don't think there
sure.
is. I don't think there is a black guy.
Look,
oh yeah,
there's
yeah.
A bunch of them.
It's a bunch of them. One.
Brandon, look at this picture.
One.
Tell me how many black people are in that picture.
Yeah, well, that's the new rendition. It's without all the original members.
What about
the two dudes?
You're thinking
that
of
have
Ranking mass? Roger.
Yes.
Ranking Roger from.
He just died.
Damn, we interviewed the other guy, Dave, who brings his band to town. Why?
What a cluster.
I was thinking, good thing. That's a Fine Young Cannibal.
The beat.
The English beat. There you go. Yeah, Ranking Roger died. Big Audio Dynamite. As long as they got Mick Jones, they can do it. Okay, there were a couple things that were just totally random. I get so, it's funny, so many people are sending me DMs and emails.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to do.
No.
Might as well just get on the phone and do shit. Mm-hmm. Just chew up some time.
Mm-hmm.
Chew up some units. And so everyone's sending me the Ocho, ESPN's Ocho.
Oh, they brought it back?
Yeah, they were running the stone skipping competition
yeah.
where the guy's wearing a Drew and Mike t-shirt.
We never found out who that guy is.
I know, I have no idea.
Who is that guy?
But that logo is just all over the screen.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Good.
And then Metro Times did a thing on, and this was sent to me, a dozen times at least, 30 people famous in Detroit and nowhere else.
Hmm.
And Charlie LaDuff and I are in that 30 people. Yeah.
Ooh. Cool. Hey, okay. Wow.
I know they call me Radio Legend. I want that to be, you know, instead of like Sir Paul McCartney,
Radio
Legend Drew Lane. Can that be permanently affixed
RL,
to my name?
RL Drew Lane. Did you see the story?
RLTM.
Did you see the story about the Metro Times and the... In the news, I think it was in the news or the Free Press.
I don't think I saw this story, but I heard
they're in deep shit right now because
because of
most of their advertisers are events,
right?
And nobody's advertising, so I think they've laid off most of their people, and everybody else is working for free.
Oh,
we've met a lot of the people over there; they're really good guys.
That is a
sucks.
What a position to be in. I mean, there are certain businesses. I think most people who. You know, if you work for the big three or something,
mm-hmm.
I think most of the people realize, holy shit, is it nice to be getting a paycheck and not worrying about it?
Sure.
But, you know, a lot of Metro Times, you would never think the Metro Times people wouldn't be paid.
They laid off 8 staffers. The editors are working without pay during the pandemic.
Oh, man.
Because they just don't have any advertising revenue right now.
I don't want to say the Metro Times is a labor of love because it's a career for a lot of people.
Sure.
So, you know, to think that... Boy, these are strange, strange times.
And I was listening to an economic podcast because, you know, we're running out of content to listen to. And this guy was on there. I know, Neil Kashkari. And he handled TARP. He was the guy in charge of TARP.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought it was very interesting.
I was impressed. TARP was great.
Well, it's interesting to compare.
Wait,
now.
TARP, is that part that's the auto
relief
thing?
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
I loved the czars, the auto czars.
Yes, yeah.
I thought that was brilliant. It reminded me of the atomic bomb. I know that's a huge,
well,
it's not a perfect analogy by any means, but I just thought they were right.
Have you ever seen the HBO documentary where they talked to Hank Paulson, they talked to Bush, they talked to Obama?
I don't know if I could make it through that.
Oh, it's really fascinating. Just the reaction when the banks failed. All right, I'll just make my point and then let myself out. Anyway, he was talking about on this podcast.
Let yourself out at the door.
The guy who was in charge of TARP, they asked him, so what lessons did you learn from that could be applied today? And he said two things. He said, number one, we were too timid. He goes, now's the time to overreact and just flood the market with money, which I thought was a really interesting concept because we'll worry about that down the road. You just have to get money into people's hands as fast as possible.
It is so weird.
So he said that they were too timid with TARP in the recovery. He said the other problem is that they were too slow because everybody was too busy picking it apart, saying, well, that person doesn't deserve it, and that person doesn't deserve it. And he said, just get everything. And this is a Republican,
aren't
by the
they
way.
Still picking it apart right yeah, now? Because I just reading today how I was on TV up when I was upstairs that, yeah, we're not there yet. We got some problems.
Bullshit. Just God, do
come
it.
Come on. Make it happen. Get together.
The whole point was I you still just feel have to like get, you got to get money moving again, and you got to get it in the hands of people that are going to spend.
There's always politics. It doesn't matter how big a pandemic it is. That's there's dumb. Always politics. In fact, I was watching Gretchen Whitmer. Oh, here we go into coronavirus.
Sorry.
Well, I'll.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
I'm just tipping my toe. I'm just putting my toes in the water. Not going to stay there forever. She was on, first of all, she had a press conference Friday.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm sitting there watching it. I'm going,
Space
is this really a press conference? Are these questions, are these really questions that people are just throwing at her? Because it seems almost like she has a choreographed answer to every question. Did you get that feeling?
I guess. Yeah, I didn't think about that. But yeah, there was a perfect answer for every question.
I thought she might have been reading, too. I'm not maybe. Sure. Or maybe she had some notes. But
maybe she
didn't
knew the questions that were coming. Yeah,
it didn't seem like a lot of people fighting to ask a hard question. That's sure. for sure. And before that, she said nothing.
Because they're all socially distancing. So there's not many reporters there.
You're probably right. I bet you there were probably like five reporters, and they're probably friendly ones that she picked.
Pool reporters, yeah.
So anyway, she's on this morning, and I tweeted this out, and I screwed up my tweet. I should have thought more about it because it got a weird reaction in a couple people, and I understand why. But was it Christopher Wallace?
Fox
Chris
News.
Wallace? Was she on with Chris Wallace?
Mike Wallace's kid?
I want to. No, it wasn't Chris Wallace because that was something else. She's talking to somebody. I think it was
Pat
on
Giles?
CNN, and they asked her. And you know what? Charlie Langdon asked the same question, I believe, about how, you know, we're shutting down some things, but not others. And why is it that churches can still have congregations?
Amen. I don't
and
get it.
She says, "Well, that goes back to separation of church and state," and. The no. reason I was disappointed in my tweet was because a lot of people said, no, we're doing it online. No, we're doing it online. Well, no, not everyone is. And why shouldn't you? That's great that you're doing it online. That's how you should be doing it. Who is that for? Whose ass is she kissing by saying that? Because
she said they wouldn't enforce the rule on churches, which is as good as saying, just go ahead and do it, which is
it
dumb.
It doesn't make any sense, though. It's this dumb. Is a pandemic. This is also a free country. You can go anywhere. You can say anything. But. Not right now you can't, because you can't go to work in a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Because we're in a pandemic. What is the difference between the church, when you're trying to save lives, does it really matter if a person is killed by catching a pandemic at church?
Maybe now's the time you need church more than ever.
Well, people, as they pointed out, though, they're doing it online, most of them. So is there a need to excuse churches from this? Don't churches get enough fucking breaks?
My church father just started a podcast. So now he's officially our competition.
Really? I think I saw him.
Down, Father!
I think I saw him in the rankings.
Hallelujah.
Hey, whatever works, man. But yeah, no, nobody should be gathering. Period.
So it's kind of funny. I'm going through all these incredible string of emails and DMs, and they're almost all on coronavirus. And then in the middle there is one of the Schuer twins. she's writing an email about how cool Thin Lizzy is and Phil Lynott's voice and all that. I'm like, wow, that is so random right now.
Pretty random.
And she's listening to the show from Wednesday, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, I mean, I got it, but I just thought it was funny, and it just seemed appropriate that Schuer twins would have better things to talk about than the coronavirus.
Yeah, music.
Yeah.
Typically music.
Why not?
Well, no, it's
I'm all about it,
It's Andy. Tough to avoid it.
You got to do something to get away from it. You're right. Man, if I watch cable news too long, I just feel like depression. It's worse than depression.
I don't want to watch any more cable news, but I want to watch reports on it. You know, I don't want to hear talking heads. I don't want to hear pundits. I want to see reporters that are probably going to get coronavirus because they're out in the front lines. And that's all I want to hear. You know what I listen to?
What?
Dr. Fauci did an interview with Barstool, and pardon my take.
Oh.
Which is interesting. I mainly wanted to hear it to hear how he would respond to the young people, because that's the idea. You know, would you ever think
Dr.
Fauci?
I'm sure he did a great job.
It was like the Wikipedia version of Dr. Fauci, which was kind of interesting to hear. You know, it was like he was instructing a class for really young people.
You know,
which was, I guess, good.
I saw, by the way, Kylie Jenner took the Surgeon General's Great. Advice and asked people her age to, you know, to not be in crowds and to socially distance.
Could
and
that
to,
idiot have done
so
it?
Now they'll do it because Kylie Jenner told them to.
Could she have done it without using a filter?
No.
Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that, Brandon?
No.
She had an Instagram filter on it that put like stars on her face or something.
Oh, yeah. I think Kristen just sent me one of those pictures, too.
Yeah, but she's not telling you to wash your hands or socially distance like Kylie is.
I had to grapple with myself not to get upset. Just the idea that a 20-year-old can't take advice from the Center for Disease Control about a pandemic. Yeah. They need Kylie Jenner to interpret it. That is so disturbing in so many ways.
But hey, this is the stupid reach they have. I don't get it.
No, I just mean that the Center for Disease Control has less credibility than Kylie Jenner.
They can't get the message out. How many followers does the CDC have? 3? What kind of nerds following that?
If you have not heard what the CDC is saying by now,
well,
then I think you're just really out of touch.
A lot of people on the beach who didn't seem to be listening. Five of those.
They fucking knew. Come on, yeah. They knew.
Did you see the people in Hawaii that were going past the closed beach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in Australia, they shut down some beaches, and there weren't that many people, but there were too many on the beach. And the spring break, oh, what do you know? 5 spring breakers so far have coronavirus, yeah. So that's great. I mean, 5 of the probably the healthiest people who'd be the least likely.
Well, they'll probably beat it. But
yeah, they probably will, although not, you know.
I hope they didn't spread it to anybody. At least there's no old people in Florida to spread it to.
Yeah, and these people won't go anywhere where there ever would be an old person. I mean, that would never happen.
No, they don't socialize with old people. Gross.
And I'm sure a lot of people are going, it serves them right. But honestly, if you know anything about this, you just don't want any extra people that don't have to get this to get it. It's just stupid. It's mindless. It's like, wait a second. Aren't we all together on this?
You would think.
I mean, honestly, you know, I was thinking about World War II, which is different. I understand that. And I wasn't here either. But, you know, if you read enough about it and you hear about it from, and my mom loved to talk about things like this, just that everyone was united against the Germans. Mm-hmm. The Germans were something that could completely destroy our lives. And
now we're united against the germs.
My brother and I were having an argument about the military.
Ooh, the Germans are mad at me. I'm so scared. Ooh, the Germans.
My younger brother, you know, who was in the military
yeah.
for 20 years. And I think it's because we were spending more money in the military. I was like, how many times do we need to blow the earth up? How many times do we say, if it wasn't for the military, you'd be speaking German right now. He's bombed. I was bombed, too. He's like, not be speaking German right now.
That's pretty funny. Hey, you don't know. It could be Japanese. You could be speaking Japanese.
Japanese, that too. Stupid. But it just seems insane to me that we're really not all together. And I understand, you know, to question some of what's going on, I understand. It's just human nature.
It's American.
You think out of the box. And yeah. But honestly, when the CDC and anyone who is of any significance on that level is telling you this is something to be concerned about, it's just amazing that you could have people who have no problem disagreeing on social media. People with millions of 28 million followers. And who wasn't on Friday from Lost? That dope.
Oh, Evangeline Lilly, yeah. Why would we?
Who's compromised, by the way.
Why would the government, both sides, Democrats, Republicans, why would they want to shut down the economy?
They don't.
What end is that to their advantage? Now, I know there's people out there that think we're overreacting, but once again, if you want to play it safe, isn't the safe way to play? Isn't overreaction better?
In this case,
yeah,
obviously. I mean, I don't really have a problem with
disappearing from our economy. You'd rather take a 2-month, 3-month hit.
The point is that we're going to flesh it all out after the facts. If something was fucked up, we'll, you know, as if that won't, people just go, no, it can never be discussed. But right now, it's just not terribly productive. No, I mean, I don't mind if somebody writes a thoughtful piece and says, you know, here's what I'm thinking. I don't mind. But people just bitching to bitch who don't know what the fuck they're talking about or have really not put any time or effort into the topic.
This is almost, in a weird way, kind of interesting for the times because no one knows. No one knows what this virus does, how it mutates, if it mutates, how to kill it, when a vaccine's. Nobody knows any of that. yet everybody has an answer online.
Well, nothing is guaranteed. It's really about incredible. This. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is not guaranteed.
Well, we'll win. It might, worst case scenario, take 2 years. That'll suck.
Well, my feeling is, I don't know why you don't want to take your lumps now. Have everyone just shut in and get through it, get to the fucking end, so we can go back.
Mnuchin came out today and he said probably beginning of July. Which is longer than what they originally
Well, but if we have people going to beaches and, spring breakers and,
I read a really long piece on Russia because nobody believes their numbers. And their numbers are low. But at the same time, the WHO, not the band, but the World Health Organization.
Both excellent organizations, by the way.
Both working hard to defeat coronavirus. said, no,
Roger Daltrey, by the way, is reminding people to socially distance. So. They're on the same page, too.
They basically said, no, Russia's actually doing a good job because part of the reason why is they can track people and shut it down really quick. Just like India, they'll track people, they'll shut it down real quick.
Authoritarian governments are good for a pandemic.
They have a huge advantage in this, which is bullshit.
I know it sucks. It's annoying.
That being said, I'd rather live with people that are mad and want to go do whatever they want to do and be in America.
The Hall Financial Hotline, which we may or may not open today, but interest rates are still low. And if you're sitting around going, man, how am I going to get through this day and find enough stuff to do? And my kids are driving me crazy. I need a distraction or something. Why not call Hall Financial and see if you can save some money in a refi? Like some people are still doing. I got a bunch of notes last week from people who said, oh, yeah, we did it fast. I'm saving money for the next 15 years, blah, blah, blah. It's all good. And if you can't, they'll tell you. They're not going to string you along. Why don't you go to drewandmike.hallfg.com, click the link on our website, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you fast. And, boy, they are busy, too. This is one place that's really busy because interest rates got so low. If you've got a mortgage, a significant mortgage, and there's significant time on it, which in most cases there is, you're going to save some money. Mm-hmm. And they'd be pretty good people to help you do it because they do it fast. 44 days industry average. Their average is 19 days. I got a feeling that average is going to be listed as shorter pretty soon. 12,000 five-star reviews. Call Hall Financial 248-308-5000 or any of the other contact means. Make sure to tell them we sent you. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435.
Did you see the coronavirus-related death that wasn't due to coronavirus in Ann Arbor?
I don't know.
It was a shooting death because the two roommates were arguing over the response to coronavirus. And one guy shot the other guy.
Are people going to be blocking each other on Facebook over the response to coronavirus?
It was a Thursday night argument between two roommates over restrictions caused by coronavirus concerns escalating into a fatal shooting in Ann Arbor.
That's nuts. Yeah, really?
That's really stupid. That's where we're at?
It's Ann Arbor, thank you!
I have a whole pile of stupid coronavirus stories. Can I fly through them? Do you care?
What do you mean, stupid pile?
Well, here's a guy, 31 years old. He used a fake doctor's note to claim he had coronavirus to get a paid vacation.
I saw that.
There's that idiot.
Nice guy.
The people on social media, the teens coughing on produce.
I know, that's what I meant about, having everyone on the same page. It just seems like it's virtually impossible. And I don't mean just people necessarily eating everything that's spooned to you. I don't mean it like that. I just mean trying to improve on the situation, trying to solve problems instead of belly aching.
Yep. Then there's the couple who got mad because they weren't allowed to buy 23 cases of Mountain Dew.
I saw that. I tweeted that out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That's great. By the way, I never dreamed that people would hoard Mountain Dew.
It's a necessity.
I guess so.
And then finally,
552 cans.
WNIC is bringing back Christmas music.
I saw that. Using the birth of the baby Jesus
to lift
ratings during a pandemic.
They should be all secular Christmas songs.
My God.
It says in the story that Jay Towers has been getting countless emails and messages on social media.
Telling him to fuck off?
No, for people asking for a little Christmas
pick-me-up. No, they're not. No.
Sorry, Jay.
Get up.
I love you, Jay. I don't believe that at all.
No, that's not true.
I'd like to see every single email from a verified account.
Yes, we need a forensic accountant to go into Jay Towers' email and find out how many people, unprompted, have asked for any Christmas music. Oh, my God.
I love the picture that the Fox 2 website.
Nice trying to get publicity out of the coronavirus, by the way.
Of Jay Towers running a board with his Santa hat on. Just, I don't know why that made me laugh. He Wait,
did
really
they decorate
gets,
the studio with Christmas crap
I think it's B-roll from a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's back when they had Dave Coulier in studio and they flipped it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I have a couple we can quickly roll through, too, because there's... There's a new person who has it that's famous, Colton Underwear.
Oh, Underwood.
Underwood?
Yeah, from the Bachelor.
He's the virgin one.
How did he get it?
Having sex.
His job is being the ex-bachelor.
Yeah.
What did he need to do?
Placido Domingo has it, too, who was just recently canceled because of Me Too.
Maybe they're trying to permanently cancel him.
So I'm wondering, are there going to be people that are like, fuck you, Domingo, you deserve it.
You know, it kind of makes me mad in a way. It's like, Rand Paul has the coronavirus. Yes. Tom Hanks has the coronavirus. Colton
Underwood.
What the fuck? Yeah. Really? The ex-bachelor makes the list?
I wouldn't be surprised if as many people knew who he was as knew who Rand Paul is, though.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And what's up with Dee Snider and his daughter?
She's stuck in Peru. They won't let her back.
And so he's mad at the administration for what they've done because his daughter's stuck.
Oh, well, he's mad at the whole response he says, yeah. But I have a feeling it might have
something
to do with
his daughter.
That.
It's because she's stuck.
Okay, why didn't she come back when, wasn't there a...
Plenty of warning.
Right.
Plenty of warning.
So she couldn't get in before the deadline like everybody else did?
No, she had, I don't know, what did she do?
Did she not want to stand in the long line at customs that those people stood in last Sunday night or whatever
Maybe she was at Machu Picchu and didn't want to leave.
Yeah. Well, the worst one that came out over the weekend was the story where Gen X is just patting themselves on the back.
Wait, did a Gen Xer write that story? It was a very well-written story.
Wait, why are Gen Xers patting themselves on the back?
This is fucking awesome, man. We don't care about nothing, but we take the coronavirus seriously. We wear flannel shirts and shit, man. We got toe rings.
I will preface it by saying this. I think it's just the age that we tend to be now, but it's basically how Gen X just... We just go,
yeah, right.
Fuck it. We're rolling with the punches. Whatever we have to do, we have to do.
Yeah, we handle it way better than the boomers.
Think of everything we've been through.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we had AIDS. We had crack. We had
9/11 and shit, man.
9/11. We had the recession.
We had all that shit, too. We had the Challenger.
Yeah. I've been through more than you've been through.
I like the line.
I had the Cold War.
I like the line. We did, too.
We had the Cold War,
The only part
too.
Of it.
We had the Cold War, too.
I like the line in there about...
we had Nirvana.
How we're not scared of technology, but we don't need it. Which
Grunge
I said.
And shit and Pearl Jam.
We might not need it, but boy, do we really still like it, Gen Xers.
Yeah.
Who said we don't need it?
Well... Gen Xers, we're used to it.
You don't need technology. No. There's Gen Xers that say we don't need technology.
We grew up without it, man. We didn't have any internet growing up and shit. Fuck, man.
Believe me, I grew up without it. I need it. I don't take my phone away from me. I won't put up with it.
I just thought
don't stand for it.
I thought it was a very well-written piece.
We didn't have iPhones either.
You know. Well, we're just, you know, we Red do what we told.
We don't get fucked, though.
Do what we told because we know we're screwed anyway.
We had Pearl Jam.
Man, we got to do something about Dee Snider's daughter. That's really,
I know. Should airlift her out. Get the administration to airlift her out.
Honestly, when this started, I mean, when people really start talking about this, and they were talking about people that aren't here, and you know, getting them back, and what the you know certain countries are being cut off, and that whole business, I sort of felt like anybody. Well, we talked about it here. Anybody goes on a fucking cruise, or gets on an airplane to leave
just
the country,
sink
like,
just sink
you
the
know,
cruise,
just. If you are so independent that you just cannot be asked to stay anywhere right now, then why don't you just stay there for a while? Because honestly, it's just not cool.
Yeah.
Did you read Teresa Baldus's story about the family and the kid who came back from Spain?
You know,
I
think I saw the story. I'm not sure I read though, but congratulations, Teresa. She was named a journalist of the
year.
Year,
yeah, for the city. Yeah,
and. I know mostly from ML that she works her tail off. She is a hard working, did a lot of scoops, a lot of stories broken. Not just this past year, but anyway, that is awesome.
It's a real,
that's a huge award.
Real wild story though about how this kid coming back from Spain with his college. I think he came back on March 8th. Like that was pretty much before a lot of people started freaking out about it. And
So he gets back, and then she just goes through all the symptoms, and they couldn't get tested. Finally, the doctors kept.
Oh, the guy died, right?
Well, he's fine. I think he's still alive now, but the doctors kept saying, you don't have coronavirus. You don't have coronavirus. They kept testing him for everything. They're like, can we get a test, please? So then turns out, yeah, he did have coronavirus. And now the health, I think it was Wayne County Health's like, where have you been? Who'd you hang out with?
Fuck.
Who'd you see? Trying to track it. You know, where the spread has gone.
Is that today's paper?
You blew it! I just thought it was a really, you know, good anecdotal story about what's going on right now. And someone who was overseas who got back when they came back.
I was looking at, because I look at the numbers every day. My brother sent me this chart, which gives you the daily, how many cases added in Italy, U.S., Korea, China, France, Spain, Iran.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
The countries we're really looking at. The deaths and the total deaths, the total coronavirus positive tests, the total recovered, and it has the graph for all these things because you want to see that graph flatten out. And by the way, there's some progress on a couple of the graphs, not as many as
our curve is now beating China, so that's fun.
Yeah, our curve is not looking good at the moment. However, I saw another graph or another it wasn't a graph at all. Actually, it was a list, and it goes state by state and how many people have been tested and how many have tested positive for coronavirus. Well, in Michigan, you know, we are one of the league leaders in coronavirus. I think as a state
over 1,000 now.
Trying to bring this up. I got here somewhere.
Is it the John Hopkins one or no?
Wow, you sent me a bunch of shit today, didn't you?
Yeah.
Wow, look at all this.
We've covered most of it.
Did I send my... I thought I sent to
Meanwhile,
myself.
Michigan's at 1,037 with 9 deaths. 0 recoveries.
How do we have 0 recoveries, by the way?
Because you got to identify it first. And it takes a while to get healthy from this. Germany has banned gatherings of more than... How many people do you think? What do you think the maximum amount of people that can congregate in Germany can be right now?
10?
2!
2! Wow! Really? So we'd be in trouble.
What?
Yeah, and they have corona parties. Young adults in Germany there's a lot of pissiness in Germany because people are having young adult parties. And people are also on social media, they're coughing on old people in public.
The Germans knew to do what they were told.
But Germany is way below, like their death rate is 0.3%.
They also have 24,000 cases right now. This is what I was looking for. Here's the
Germany has 24,000.
Here's the European death toll increases from Saturday to Sunday. Italy is still just skyrocketing, 13.5%. Spain's up 30% in deaths. Well, France 20, Italy, UK 21, Germany 17, Portugal 17.
Italy moved very slowly, and I don't understand. Italy has a freedom is something I think it's viewed as being more important than a lot of other places, and so they're a little less inclined to follow directions.
So that way 75 years ago.
A lot of us came from the European Union, different countries, right?
Okay, you mean the Bella Vita?
There you go. Yes, La Bella Vita. That's Britney Spears has that tattooed. I think it's her.
Oh,
doesn't
I haven't
she
seen
have
it.
That?
You're probably, no. Is it her?
Somebody.
No, get that. Oh, boy. This is bad. I think it's Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, shit. You might be right.
I think it's Lindsay Lohan has the Bella Vita tattoo.
I know. It's just...
Either way, it fits for both of them.
We got to talk about...
There it is. Brandon just found it. Lindsay Lohan. The
Bella Vita. We got to talk about green blob people because I watched Tiger King.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest, f***ing sweaty, orange vagina anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it, but it shits out freckles. It's orange, and it f***ing smells like diarrhea.
If you want to spend a pretty good solid day binging something on Netflix, Tiger King is extremely entertaining. Oh my God, is it funny? It's about a redneck. It's got to be the white trashiest thing I think I've ever seen in a binge watch documentary. Possibly the most white trash thing I've ever seen.
I think you're right. It's.
But
oh
I was saying
boy,
about
how do you explain
the
it?
It's got gayness. It's got drugs. It's got PETA. It's got
murder.
It's got internet bullying.
Basically, I don't ever want to be around anyone who's that into any kind of big cats or exotic animals. But it centers around Joe Exotic. Most people might know who he is.
Well, he was breeding tigers, mm-hmm. and also, you know, he was running kind of a a zoo where they charge people, I guess. And meanwhile, he's got this show online that is crazy. He makes music videos. He sings.
Oh, he's got a beautiful voice, too.
And he had two husbands.
My favorite part about him singing is that his favorite thing to listen to is his own album while he's driving around. So they showed him singing to his own
singing along with himself.
Like, most musicians like listening to other people's music.
Well, he may be the most narcissistic person in the history of man. In fact, he have both of his husbands? He's married to two guys. There's a throuple in it, too. Married to two guys. One of them has the most green blobs possibly ever, and I think there's a law that he's not allowed to wear a shirt. I'm pretty sure.
And plus, his mustache is the most hilarious thing ever.
Because he's interviewed for the documentary, 500 times, and he's never wearing a shirt. It's like Chet Hanks wears a shirt more often than this guy.
No, but he's got a beautiful smile.
Yes, he does. He's missing a few teeth. He's got pretty serious meth mouth.
I think he has.
In fact, that's why they made it sound like that was why he married the Tiger King, because the Tiger King made a lot of money and he needed meth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other guy, who just wanted to party too, it sounded like he wasn't even gay. The other husband.
Well,
he wasn't gay. Neither, but this guy provided him drugs. And
one of them was. Meth mouth knocked up a woman.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Neither one. I thought his.
Like I said, I mean, did I tell you this is the white trashest thing possibly?
It's a lot of people to keep up with in the story.
It is. It's a really interesting. I mean, it's fascinating. I can't believe I didn't know this story better.
Red, white, and blue.
Well, I think 2020 has done a story on him. Brandon, I think you and I have talked about Joe Exotic before. But then the murder for hire plot.
And he's got a mullet.
Yeah.
Also, bleach blonde hair.
Pretty cool guy, you got to admit.
Joe Exotic?
Yeah.
Well, he's a character.
He has fun.
He is a draw. I mean, he ran for governor. He ran for president. He's a fascinating guy. I will hand it to him. He's entertaining as hell.
His big enemy, though, is this animal rights
PETA.
Activist.
It's PETA.
Well, it's not
really.
PETA,
well,
but the lady who has a big cat rescue down in Florida, and they present it that way, but you know what? She's got a lot of problems, too, because
her first husband that she may have murdered.
Second husband. She might have murdered him and fed him to her cats.
Maybe.
But you watch that, and you realize these people just care about one thing.
Themselves.
And one thing only, and it's money.
Yes.
It's all about money, and they're cults, man.
I thought each group
is like an individual cult.
Those were cults, and the other big cat guy in Georgia,
South Carolina, maybe
his name, what?
Bogdavan.
Oh, South Carolina.
I mean Bogdavan, which translates to Lord.
Yes, he had how many wives, or you know, like four women at the same time? Yeah. They each got their own house on his property, and
paid him $100 a week.
Yeah, and that was like a cult, and the people working for the rescue. You know, we're supposedly all about, you know,
saving
tigers.
Yeah.
All those people are volunteers. They work crazy hours. They have different colored T-shirts for every year they stay there.
It's a cult.
Sounds kind of crazy. And so I'm thinking, wait, you've been there 5 years to get a black T-shirt or a green T-shirt. You've never been paid. And the woman running this thing is a multi-millionaire. What the fuck? Why doesn't she pay the volunteers? Why do they have volunteers?
That's the other thing I learned.
It's making me crazy. It's like, this is insane.
Apparently, it's really expensive to keep a tiger. What do they say, $10,000 a month just to feed a tiger?
They gave an amount per year. Was it?
It was about $100,000.
$10,000.
I think they said they did it cheaper, but weren't they feeding them roadkill and stuff?
Joe Exotic did it cheaper because he got the food donation from Walmart on expired meat, which he then, in turn, used some of that to make the pizza at his zoo. So if you ate pizza at Joe Exotic's zoo, it had expired meat on it. But keeping a tiger is very expensive, and there's the problem, is that the money that they make is by having, you know, baby tiger cubs 6 weeks old and people taking their picture with them and holding them. But you know what? They get bigger and they get older, and nobody gives a fuck about them then, and they don't want to just kill them.
No.
they don't want to, but it seems like some of them do get killed.
No, it's really sad.
They're a commodity until they're too old.
It is a fascinating
documentary.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I just could not. I had no idea that world, whether it was tiger, you know, big cat rescue or big cat breeding or whatever. And these are like giant zoos virtually. I would have never guessed that they'd all be. They so seemed like cults, didn't they?
God, tiger!
So, how do you make a cult out of that? They all have these incredible leaders who are very charismatic, and they make these ridiculous demands on these people and their boyfriends and girlfriends, by the way, too.
So Bogdavan, who apparently made a lot of money because a lot of his animals worked in movies,
yeah,
he's got, you know, his five girlfriends have really nice homes on the complex. So when they were complaining about getting $100 a month, they just wanted to go, but you got that house. That was pretty nice. You're not paying bills on that house.
But the one girl who was from Iowa.
Yeah, oh, wow.
She was one of his wives, virtual wives, from 99 to 2007.
You mean the one that got fake tits but didn't agree to getting fake tits? And what
She wanted a few days off.
To sleep.
She wanted the time off, so she had to get the tits to get the time off. And by the way, the tits look great.
They do.
I don't know what she's complaining about.
She just
said that she never actually agreed to get the tits.
He might be the most likable person in the documentary, actually.
He was. No, not even
I
want to
squeeze him.
He had a good taste in women.
He did. Very good tape. They were. God, the girl that was wearing the super tight one piece thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he also did get off on riding his elephant around, which is a little weird. And every.
What about the reality show about the Tiger King guy? Joe Exotic.
Sitting on his throne. Show,
sitting on his throne.
He would watch the footage over and over and over.
Just rewind it.
So it's interesting. Bogdanov gets these women that are young and impressionable and brings them in and changes their name and gives them a home. So there's the conditioning right there. Whereas Joe Exotic would just take anybody released out of prison that had nowhere to go.
Right. And give them a mission.
Give them a shitty trailer and give them work, which is kind of admirable to a point, but the condition is awful.
Except they can never rise above a certain level because they don't make any money. Pays them, $150 a week or something?
Yeah.
And they work ridiculous, crazy hours.
I think my favorite guy that works for him is the guy, I think he's the manager.
Did Jay Timko look alike?
Exactly.
With the long blonde hair?
That guy was awesome.
He was good.
My favorite part of him, besides picking out the meat from the Walmart truck first so he could have meat, was when he was smoking, filling up the gas cans. And he just goes, Don't do this at home.
Yeah. There's a lot of characters in this thing. I mean,
then you have the swinger from Vegas.
Yeah.
It's just madness.
I know. It goes everywhere.
And they show the other zoo owners, the one guy in Ohio.
How about the new husband of the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, by the way? Because he was
lovely
really
wedding.
He was married to two heterosexual guys, which is pretty weird. And it worked well as long as they got their drugs. But the one guy had, by the way, he had a tattoo right above his wiener.
It's a property of Joe Exotic.
Yeah, property of Joe Exotic. And he's not gay.
Didn't age well.
Now, wouldn't you think a chick would go, property of Joe, what the fuck is this?
Joe, short for Josephine.
They could Google Joe Exotic and find out who it is.
The virus has been detected.
Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CVNN, Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news. And shit.
We got a new celebrity with coronavirus.
We were just joking about this.
Harvey Weinstein has coronavirus.
Wait, is this a joke?
No joke. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has tested positive for the coronavirus while in prison for rape and sexual assault. He's 68 years old, and now he is in isolation at a correctional facility in Western New York.
Wow.
That might kill him.
He's in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
All those hospital visits were fake.
You know, they just had a graphic on the screen about 10% of Spain's coronavirus case are healthcare workers. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Well, and there's the real problem. Our healthcare workers are being inundated with this. They don't have fucking supplies, which I don't know if you saw.
Did you follow this business, by the way, of bringing retired healthcare workers back to spell the ones that are exposed to or have to be quarantined? Because it seems to me that a retired healthcare worker would probably be in their 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
And if they get it, they fucking die.
Well, I can't make them. I mean, if anything, it's pretty admirable.
It just
seemed admirable that they would do that.
It just seemed like the concept was a little.
What are you going to do, though?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know the answer.
You have healthcare workers in certain states wearing garbage bags because they don't have the PPEs.
Why is it so hard to make fucking masks?
I don't know.
Can someone explain to me why is it so fucking hard? I would think Trump could go, the masks. Okay, when he got 3M or whoever.
Yeah.
Okay. 3M. Got the shipping company, whatever, or 50 trucks going to 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
And you check with all of them and you go, okay, at the very latest, they'll be there Wednesday. It can't take that long to mass produce those masks, can it?
No.
Can it really?
There's a company in Oakland, in Pontiac, that is hiring and wants workers to start tomorrow sewing masks.
Well, how about
how about like a week ago or two weeks ago? What the
did you watch?
What is going? Why is it so hard to get masks to be like just New York alone? New York is half the cases here.
Isn't this the flattening of the curve problem because they knew that they would run out of stuff? Can we start stockpiling for the next pandemic too when this one is done?
But what about these ventilators that cost like the valves that cost $11,000? They ran out of them, and so some dude 3D printed them for $1, an $11,000 thing for $1, and then he wants to try to distribute these, and then he gets slapped with a cease and desist from the company that makes them for $11,000 per.
Because they have the... who cares? Throw that lawsuit out.
See what I mean about...
It's a different time.
Everybody being together, beating the pandemic.
I'm moving to Russia. This is where you need the authoritarian government to go.
On the ventilator... I just want to read something. It's really funny. I try not to text my brother.
Yeah.
Because he's a doctor. Because he, it's just sort of a bummer when family members only contact you about health related things.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
I only contact my brother about the law. So.
Well, I have a habit of asking him a lot of medical questions. So I'm trying to keep it light. So anyway, I send him.
Start sending him really dumb questions.
I think I already have.
How you're in treat this?
Okay, this is this morning, and I'm really looking for something further on, but I'll just read it anyway. I'm looking at coronavirus numbers, Pete. Almost half are New York, 15,000 in the other 49 states, yet it sounds like it's completely overwhelming modern medicine everywhere. 350 have died. That's not that many. What am I missing here?
You're right. A lot of Asians in New York.
You wrote in the U.S. about 20,000 die of influenza every year. We have 350 from CV. The mortality rate is now being quoted as 1% by Fauci, since at least half the cases go undiagnosed. It's likely going to fall to far less than that when we have widespread testing available to get more accurate numbers.
Yep.
Then he goes on, and I'll just paraphrase. He's suggesting that...
He used the flu? You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say the flu when you're talking about the coronavirus.
Okay, cancel.
Not if you're going to minimize it.
He said he believes that we can look at all this when it's over, mm-hmm. and that we may have created too much panic and not enough action.
Rather overreact.
Especially in terms of hysteria and fear spread. The talk of we don't have enough ventilators, I don't understand. We have so few coronavirus patients on ventilators right now in the nation, it would seem negligible. And he went on to talk about San Diego County, where he is.
Yeah.
I think there's been one death. We haven't had one death yet in San Diego County. Yet we're under martial law. One of my patients did test positive last week, and he said a super anxious gay guy who asked me the week before whether he should buy a ventilator for himself.
Did you say yeah? Yeah, go ahead.
So I think what he's really saying is that for San Diego County to be treated the same as Northern California, where there are so many cases, and this idea that ventilators would be in short supply in San Diego County, he's having a hard time understanding that, because he doesn't understand why so many people would be on ventilators if no one has even died there.
Did he say they were under martial law? That was the phrase.
It might be the word he uses. I don't know. I don't think they're under martial law, are they?
No, I don't think anybody is.
Well, California, you can't. You're supposed to freeze in place, aren't you?
Well, the shelter in place, which Cuomo took big exception to on Friday in his...
Why did he take exception to that, by the way? If anyone should shelter in place, isn't it New York?
Because he said words matter, and because then they went on to talk about how the public transportation is still open because they need people to, you know, get around, especially healthcare workers.
Who said
it's
that?
It's just Cuomo did.
Cuomo. They were,
I think people think like if you walk out of your house when these edicts are...
Well, no, you have to get food, you have to get gas, you have to get certain things, but the idea is that you're not doing a myriad of other things.
And like you mentioned earlier, it really is a request. They're not going to arrest you.
Well, it depends on where you are.
They might
in
find
some countries now, they
in
are...
some countries, yeah, but not in America!
No.
This country allows you to be really dumb if you want to.
When I look at New York... And the number of cases they have, one state. It's not, if you look at the map of the U.S., which I tend to look at a lot when I think about things like this, it's not that big a chunk of the U.S. even. It's not, I mean, I know it's
well,
a
at least
big
nobody
state
in
for
New York
electoral,
travels.
For electoral votes, I realize it's a lot of electoral votes in New York. But geographically, it's not that big an area.
Well,
It's got half the coronavirus cases in the United States.
Because a lot of people there travel, and yes. a lot of people no, live on top of each other.
I get it.
And Julie was worried, you know, she's like, is Whitmer going to shut down this state? Because we're in the similar position as Illinois. I said, yeah, but Illinois is Chicago, and you have a lot of people living on top of each other in Chicago, so it might be more dire there.
You know, back to Whitmer for just a second.
I still
this idea about keeping the schools open because so many people get free school lunch. Am I missing something? So you're going to send people to school to possibly take a pandemic home to their parents so they can get a free lunch. Wouldn't it make more sense to send the lunch to the fucking kid?
It's like a drive-through, though. The other states have done it. Other areas have done it. I don't know if the whole states have.
But the school isn't shut down. The school, in other words, they're supposed to go to class, right? Because no. She said...
If she said that, I think that's a misrepresentation.
She said there's a lot of parents who still have things to do, and if the kids are home, plus the school lunch program.
No, oh, please.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
She's got to be. Yeah, well, if
can
that's
you look
the
up
case,
Michigan schools, Brandon?
She's totally wrong.
She brought up the school lunch thing. Like, well, all these kids get their meals
well, they want, which,
at school.
Isn't that really sad in this country that people have to rely on school to get fed?
I thought it was kind of incredible. I didn't realize the number was so big.
I do think it's interesting, though, that the state's like, we either got to change the law or all this online classes doesn't count for anything.
Can we have a little
that law
bit
will
of
flexibility yeah. in our government? No.
I see where certain senators and House reps are saying, no, you can't vote online. You cannot vote online.
Why not?
I have no idea.
I just did the whole census.
I think it's their
online way
of acting like they're more important than they are.
You can get hacked.
Well, what if we have to? Because we have a pandemic and we're trying to get this fucking thing moving so we can go back to our lives.
I know. I don't get it.
Then maybe, can't we have some voice recognition thing to say you are who you are? What's the problem with everybody
banking online now.
Well, is everyone going to pretend to be certain? They can't set up a phone line dedicated.
Can't you file your taxes online?
Yes.
And yet we can't figure out how to vote online.
I think it was deemed to be just too loosey-goosey or something.
Too loosey-goosey. Who gives a
if
shit?
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
Yeah, there's fears for hacks.
You could direct one phone line. There's not that many people who aren't in Washington.
What if you don't have a phone? Wait, fear of hacks. There's fear of hacks now, so who cares? Let's just put the whole thing online.
Do it over landlines.
Not everybody has internet access. Well, they can go to a library.
I mean, I feel like...
Like the guy who beat off, like Mike Cooper. You can go to a library.
Do you get the feeling that this country has lost a little of its creative ability or something?
I do.
I mean, really?
No,
I keep thinking, God, we need some of the really brilliant people to have some of these great ideas and just make them happen. But it just seems like... That's why the mask thing is driving me fucking nuts. It's like, I can't. There must be something about making that mask that's so hard.
I wanted to go back to that watching the White House press briefing on Friday. God, I can't remember who it was. It might have been the head of Health and Human Services. He's like, look, I hear all these governors claiming they can't get this, they can't get that. It might have been Fauci that said it. He goes, they were saying they couldn't get, I forget what it was exactly. He goes, I got on the phone and we found 500,000 of them. He goes, we have resources, but we need to communicate better. So in other words, you have these governors going, we need this, we need that, but they're not.
Well,
for whatever reason, they're hitting roadblocks on where to get it from.
I gotta
make
say
any
this.
Sense.
This is what I meant to get into originally. Was the tests per state?
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out how these numbers work. Where's my?
I have the list. If you want
my
the
fucking name. There it is. There's my name.
Brew.
Looking for my text. Okay. If you look at state by state, and they show you, for example, New York has 15,168 positive tests. This might be a day old or 2 days old. Or is this?
No, it's about right. 15,777.
They have tested 61,000 people.
Yeah.
State of Washington has tested 27,000 people because they had a big start. You know, they had that rash, that retirement home or whatever.
Yep.
They have 1,793. So that's 2,000 or 1,800 out of 27,000 tests. California has tested 13,000 people, and they have 1,500 that have tested positive for coronavirus. Then, you know, I look at, Illinois has got a little over 1,000. They've had 8,300 people tested. Michigan, 1,000, a little over 1,000, just like Illinois. We've tested 3,100 people. What the fuck? Why does Michigan not, one out of three that we test has it? Why aren't we testing more people?
Well, we want to. I don't know why the state has.
Well, it looks to me like New York's not having a problem getting them. Why state of Washington has them? We've got, okay, we have more than half as many positives as Washington, and they have nine times as many people tested.
Yeah.
So is somebody in government in Michigan not maybe doing the right thing or not pushing the right button? What the fuck is going on?
It certainly feels like it.
And then you look at some of these small states, for example. There's Oregon, only has 160 positives. They've tested as many people as we have. We've got 1,000.
So if you test people and they're positive, you can keep them away.
North Carolina has 255 positive tests. 6,400 people tested.
Good job, North Carolina.
Double the amount that we have. What
about
the
Florida?
Fuck?
How many is Florida tested?
Florida, they have tested 9,800 people. They have 830 positive tests. They've tested three times as many people as Michigan has.
Florida sucks.
They have 200 less people with coronavirus.
So, how about Texas? Texas is pretty big.
Texas has more than we do.
Although there's more space to socially distance yourself.
That's true.
Ooh, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus.
Texas has 8,800, and they've got 334 positives. So they've tested almost three times as many as we have, and they got about one-third as many people with coronavirus. So
coronavirus!
And I'm watching these interviews with Gretchen Whitmer, the governor. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to disrespect her. Nobody asks this.
Yeah.
Why aren't they asking that? Why are they asking about, you know, well, the church question was a good question. I guess most people are not going to church, so maybe it's irrelevant. And the question about schools, I don't understand that. I'm really confused
about
that.
How many is
there were some other questions that were like, well, why are you asking that? And yet we have tested so many less people than other states. What is it? Explain this.
How many is New Jersey tested?
New Jersey has tested.
They have a lot of confirmed.
Jesus Christ. They say they've only tested 2,300 and 1,900 of them are positive?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew New Jersey was a disaster.
That's ridiculous.
I know, and that's a bunch where...
That's almost 100%.
That's where people are living on top of each other. How about Massachusetts? What have they done?
They've tested 6,100 people. They've got 525.
Do you see the correlation? Positive. I mean, it's so the correlation is so obvious. The more you test, the more you can remove people from society.
Right. I know. And, of course, this is...
Who's tested the least?
That would be
Puerto Rico.
23 positives, 275 tests. Alaska has only tested 1,000.
Puerto Rico.
A lot of space, social distance.
They've only tested 968. They got 22 positives. South Dakota's tested 1,038. They have 21 positives. West Virginia's tested 398. They've got 12 positives. Wyoming only has 24
people. South
Carolina
and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico, California and Texas and New York, South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. Yeah!
I like going.
That ended his presidential run. That one 1 second screen. Over.
I like going on a map and clicking on really tiny countries where there's like two people in Bermuda that have it. It's like, oh man, those people must be so lonely. Just hanging out. What now?
Oh, more.
The virus has been detected.
Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CVNN, Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news. And shit. Can't breathe.
Okay, so the good news is I do not have an update of somebody who has contracted the virus, but I do have a new PSA, a celebrity PSA.
Okay.
From Madonna.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is this where she's staying in the brush?
Oh, shit.
Oh, ew.
That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about...
Why is she naked? Is that really necessary? She's 61 years old. She has to be nude in a bathtub?
What is in that bathtub? Because that's not water, unless it's water filled with her filth. It's like cloudy water.
How old you are.
How much you're rotting.
What amazing stories you can tell.
Is this a real PSA? No.
I don't know.
I think it is.
It's her no discrimination COVID-19 video.
Is it not a little distracting that she's naked?
Yes, it's incredibly. It makes it even dumber.
Also, that she's droning in a monotone.
Acoustics in her bathroom suck.
Is she getting lots of clicks? That's what matters. Look at these people that just can't live without attention. Just can't go without.
Meanwhile, she's being sued because she gets to her concerts too late. She doesn't care about us then.
Yeah, that's bullshit, by the way. Why does she do that?
She's
I heard
cunt.
It was because she can barely walk and it takes so long to get her ready for the show. It's like, then cancel the shows. Do them later. Ugh. Give people a half-ass effort. That's so stupid. I don't want to go to a show that's 3 hours late. I don't care how good or bad a shape you're in. Uh-uh. You're fucking my schedule up.
What if the Stones say, hey, remember those tickets you bought for our show? We're going to perform, but we're not coming on stage till like midnight. Because they already
have
your
tickets. Well, I want to know that up front.
They already have your tickets.
Well, they've got they were running around my $4,400 just having a ball.
Better yet, we're going to play on a Tuesday at 3 in the afternoon.
How about a boner line today?
All right, let's do that. It's Ram Truck Month, and that means our friends and studio sponsors at Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsIndy.com are kicking off their spring deals with a bang. So here's a few that will get you springing into action. Go to Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and lease a new 2020 Ram 1500 four-door 4x4 at $169 a month. You can lease everyone's favorite, a new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited or a new 2020 Jeep Trail Hawk, as low as $179 a month. If you prefer your trucks on the big side, you'll get over $18,000 off the brand new 2020 heavy duty Ram truck. 18 grand off for the 2020 heavy duty Ram truck. Plus, during Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Truck Month, when you lease or buy a new vehicle, you get dings and dents removed for free, lost key replacement coverage, and anti-theft wheel locks, all included. Get the details, see their massive inventory at DealsIndy.com. And the boner line, we get a lot of calls?
Not a ton. I mean, I guess I have a lot of calls, but I only have a 3-minute boner line today.
Okay. 209-66-BONER to reach the Drew and Mike Show's boner line.
Call or text.
Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon. Zoos.
Hello.
I got audio separated at first. The coach that tells you what to do when you cough and or sneeze into your elbow and the Cookie Monster.
Cover your cough with your elbow like this. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
So I have a separated at birth. The Bachelor's mom, when she's crying, bring her home, is a dead ringer for Halle Berry Monster's Ball, Make Me Feel Good.
Don't let her go.
Can you make me feel good? Can you make me
feel good? Don't let her go.
Feel good. Audio separated at birth. On the drop where the lady from Cops is like, you ain't dead. There's a little snippet of the emergency responder over the radio that sounds just like the girl with the piercing voice. With the vocal fry that goes, can I help you?
You ain't dead. Can I
help you?
I got an audio separated at birth, Brandon's daughter, and that one cat that goes, ow, 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 ow,
I have an audio separated at birth, the guy who called in to wish the voter line a happy 100th, the very last caller on the last voter line, and Mike Babone.
Keep it stiff.
Yeah, no doubt.
And here's to 100 more.
I wouldn't have it any other way, eh?
Eh?
So whatever happened to the Explorer? They put the wrong oil filter on it. You put diesel fuel in it. Or just thing just decided to take a shit. Let us know.
It ain't got no gas in it.
It's a piece of crap. It doesn't work.
I realized you guys mentioned that Amber Heard had slammed the door on Johnny Depp's head. I'm convinced that that's what made his head look really squarely.
That's so unusual.
I think you guys should add a fucking another day to your show.
No.
How pissed is Corey Feldman right now? He dangled that carrot in front of the news media for like how many years? To finally get his due, to get that big payday, then the coronavirus happened. Who the fuck is Corey Feldman now, right?
Who are you?
WNIZ decided to play Christmas music again. Are you kidding me?
This is the worst Christmas ever.
The gas prices are so low, but
there's nowhere to go. So thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
I see some Hunger Games shit about to happen.
Hunger Games, yeah, Hunger Games.
I just wanted to thank you all for keep doing your thing during all this corona craziness. And I love you guys, and I don't know what I'd do without you. So keep doing it as long as you can, and thank you for all the laughs.
Aww, I love you too that much also.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. I love the fact that thinking about how Corey Feldman, he finally releases his show. He's about ready to do the rounds, and boom, coronavirus. He ain't going nowhere. And the biggest loser I've seen so far has to be Princess Beatrice over there in the UK. Yeah. Everything that could possibly go wrong with this girl's wedding over the course of the last year has gone wrong. You have the Harry and Megxit situation where, you know, they're taking all the attention away from the royals. You have her dad, a pedophile. They're not going to air it on TV. Then the coronavirus is going to cancel it. That wedding is not meant to happen.
Well, you know what? She's ninth in line to the throne. Why would this be a giant fucking event?
She's ugly.
Yeah. It's just... I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are just saying how absolutely stupid. And who cares? Why do they even bring it up? I would be embarrassed to even mention it. Even if somebody said, hey, I'm doing a story on it, I would say, don't do a story on it. It's so tiny in light of what's going on right now. I feel ridiculous. But, of course, they don't feel ridiculous because they're special. How many cases does the UK have? Why is there not more talk about the UK?
Well, Boris over there was all big on herd inoculation, which really only works if you have a vaccine anyway.
Hmm.
They removed that yesterday because they've been having so many cases. They've just skyrocketed. Okay. They've been really late to the party with taking care of it. Let me pull up the map here. 5,000 cases, 233 dead.
233?
Yeah.
That's all?
Out of 5,000 cases, well, only 60.
Oh, so, you know what I keep forgetting?
Only 65 have recovered.
This is what's so weird about looking at these numbers, is you look at, you know, Italy's got 50,000 cases, and it just keeps, I mean,
Spain is 700
dead on Saturday or Sunday, or Saturday, I think. And the curve is not flattening, and it's just insane. And then you go, oh, God, the U.S. has 27,000 coming in today. We probably have 29,000 by now.
33.
We've come from 27 to 33 today.
Yep.
Great. Well, and a lot of that's from testing because we're testing more and more people.
Yeah, you're going to know more.
Yeah, which I wish we'd test more, honestly. Although I hear
someone pointed out on Twitter, because I've been getting tons of emails about Harvey Weinstein already, which we already talked about.
Yeah.
Why did he get tested?
That's a good question. You know, all these fucking people who say they can't get tests or they're asked to wait.
I mean, if we need
the symptoms aren't right, and we're testing that fucking guy.
Rand Paul didn't even have symptoms. He was not. He felt fine, but they made him somehow. Why do all the politicians?
Was he around someone who had it?
Well, he travels a lot.
Well, there's video of him in his office with someone who tested positive.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with him getting tested.
I don't really either, but
especially with the things they need to vote on coming up.
It definitely seems like the rich and powerful are getting tested first.
But well, they do, but Harvey Weinstein, he was
a convicted criminal.
He was in court for all that time. Then he's in the hospital for all that time. He's barely been in prison. Jesus Christ.
He must know people.
I wish he just
maybe they
fucking
snuck
die.
Him a test in someone's butt. By the way, the test sounds terrible. Have you read about the test?
I know. I don't want to take it.
Oh, my God. That's why I really don't want to get coronavirus. So I want to do that test and have something stuck in my nose.
It hurts.
It's not a swab?
It's a swab up your nose all the way back. Almost like they're touching your brain.
What did I miss on the boner line? Because
a lot of separated bursts. Really
honestly,
good
I just
ones.
Needed
a ton of separated
I
bursts.
Just need to get a break from this topic. It just makes me fucking crazy. I swear, I start getting anxious before the show, which never happens.
Really?
Well, because I start kind of digging in, okay, what's important? And I just don't like this topic. I'm just weary of it. It's just wearying.
Well, somebody wanted to know what happened
away
to your
from it.
Not going away.
Someone wanted to know what the final, like, what happened to your vehicle after it blew up.
Good question. I took my car to an oil change place, and I went in there, and everything was pretty much okay, except it said, need oil change.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you a warning. You got a certain amount of time, and I get in there, and they change it. And I'm driving out, and I'm driving home, and I'm realizing, there's smoke behind my car. What's going on? And I asked,
what a great feeling.
I think some people were here at the house when I got home, and it was like, well, sometimes, you know, a little oil and it just burns off. And I'm thinking, okay, because you want to think something, nothing's wrong. And then when I drove to 7-Eleven, I noticed there's a shit ton of smoke behind my car. What the fuck? So the next morning, I think I was going to get something to eat or something to drink or something. And I noticed how much smoke there was. I'm like, I can't even see behind me. So I just drove to the oil change place. And I said, I drove in here and I didn't have any smoke behind my car coming out the exhaust. Make it real simple for you. I drove out of here and I cannot see behind my car because there's so much smoke coming out of my exhaust. White smoke and tons of it. In fact, when I was driving to the oil change place to go back, people were honking at me and going, hey, look behind your car, asshole.
Oh, that
and
I'm like, sucks.
I know. I can't fucking see either.
Why don't you just mess with me?
And I could see. What? I swear to God, I could see smoke like three blocks back. It was like, what were the planes? Conrails?
Yeah, contrails.
It was like contrails. I mean, long ones and smoky as fuck.
That's what I feel like when I always start my snowblower. the new season.
Yes. it's way worse than that.
My whole garage fills up with smoke, and I go, oh, crap, I forgot to open the garage door. And then I open the garage door, and it's just big cloud just leaves and blankets the neighborhood.
Well, at the oil change place, when I went back, and they said, okay, we did this, blah, 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 you know, should be better. Do you want to turn on the car? And I'm like,
got no gas in it.
I said, are you sure you want to turn the car? Because I know how much smoke comes out. They go, yeah, go ahead. I turn the car, and immediately the place starts filling with smoke, and the other guy's working like, turn that car off! Turn that car off! It was like, I told you so. And so.
Did you take your time turning it off?
No.
I don't know where my key is.
I thought we all could die. So next thing I know, I see two people on the phone, looking at my car on the phone. Looking at my car again on the phone, and then they're sticking these, you know, devices to test things, and eventually the word comes that, okay, you got three cylinders that aren't running, and it's not from anything we did, it's you.
Well, if they're gonna say that right away, then it probably is from something they did.
So then it happened in the 5 feet I drove in before I got in this garage? Really?
That sure is a mystery.
I mean, isn't that a giant coincidence that while I'm sitting there getting an oil change, that this happens?
Yeah.
But anyway, the fine folks at Zot fixed the car.
Well done.
And it was under warranty. It was gaskets.
Good. Gaskets.
Was your head gasket?
His head gasket, yeah.
And how does a head gasket go bad?
You know,
too much oil.
I think their opinion was that they chose not to assess blame because it's under warranty, so we don't need to worry about that anyway.
I took it to Geek Squad, had some incel fix it.
And I was fine with that. I'm like, okay, well, I have my own opinion, and I'm entitled to it. It sure seems, I mean, I don't know, I'm big on logic. I try to be.
No, it's totally them.
Okay, so...
Totally them. I'll place blame on the oil place.
I wanted to.
You with me, Brandon?
I don't know. I kind of think that maybe they overfilled you. Something happened, and then when you brought it back, they just took it all out and said, "Okay, now it's good."
No, people online, stop saying I put diesel gas in my car. I know what fucking diesel gas is. My car doesn't take diesel gas. That is not. It has nothing to do with it. It didn't happen.
Can I ask you a question? When you did go back in there, did
just
they
ask for people to do that now?
Did they put more oil in?
My hood was up, so I couldn't see exactly what they were doing. But they told me that I had a torn oil filter, that the new filter they put in was torn. And I thought,
in there.
And so they put a new one in, and that's when I turned it on, and they said, oh, no, don't worry about it. And that was when it smoked everybody in there. So I don't think that was what it was.
Clark,
I think they were bullshitting.
Didn't Clark have a problem where they left the rag on his engine or something, and it burned up? Created a bunch of smoke under his engine.
Yeah, and he thought his car was on fire.
Poor guy. Aww.
Thank God he's not here for this pandemic.
Oh, yeah. It's weird how much I've been thinking about him.
Yeah, this would really.
Oh, boy.
These would be end times.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah, he would not be. He would not be not doing
be,
well.
Not
at
be
all.
Happy.
He wouldn't be leaving.
But he loves. I gotta tell you,
he was way ahead of the self quarantine fad before anyone.
He's a guy who's pretty well suited to staying at home. He loves being at home. Loved being at home.
Had plenty of Cipro.
He would have done very well. Yeah, he had a lot of stuff in his house. He had a full medicine cabinet.
Cipro. He had Z-Packs.
Everything.
The solution to the coronavirus was in Mike Clark's medicine cabinet.
I got to tell you, if we're in end times, I'm probably going to go over there because a lot of it's probably still there.
Oh, man.
Trish can't possibly use all that.
Oh.
So I was going to just mention that one of the weird kind of rando stories that came along was... is it Daniel Day Kim?
Yes.
The guy from Lost. What are you playing with? Jim on Lost? Jin?
Jin. Yeah. Didn't speak English.
He got coronavirus, and his doctor prescribed a cocktail of drugs, one of which was this anti-malaria drug, along with an antibiotic, along with an inhaler and something else. And he said, and this has become a big story because Trump was talking about this at the press conference, and Fauci got up there and said, we haven't done enough testing on this, and
this
Trump was trying
off.
To say it was a very promising drug.
You know why this pisses me off, too?
Why the...
This whole argument that exploded between that for Trump pushing that out and then Fauci trying to pull it back, because there's truth in what Trump is saying.
Right.
But it's
the CDC,
not ready. Yeah.
Until they test and retest and retest. And I mean, they're a government agency, and it's very complicated. And what the guy couldn't, it's too bad that he couldn't say, hey, you know what? He may be onto something, and we are hearing stuff like this. But we have to do more. We have to get more information before we can responsibly say blah, blah, blah. That's how we roll.
There's a preliminary study out of France. I think it was only 20 people, but it cured them 100%.
Well,
but it's got to go to review and it's got to do all that other crap. But yeah,
these are extraordinary times.
And because Trump believes in it, he's ordered a shit ton of them back here. Did you know that?
I bet you there's some in the White House.
He's ordered it, like shipments that have gone.
Well, I'm not going to complain.
No, me neither.
Anyway, Kim says not only did he recover quickly, but he has talked to friends in Korea who have also used this cocktail to recover very quickly. So he was, you know, he was a proponent who has experienced this. And so, I mean, the story gets a little more complicated. And in the meantime, before Daniel Day
Kim
came out and said this, I was reading about this yesterday, and it just rubbed me so the wrong way. Well, Rachel Maddow was urging the networks not to carry Trump's press conferences live because of all the misinformation. She was referring to this malaria drug conversation. And, you know, really.
Too bad.
Really want to get into this.
He's still a president.
Was she looking for clicks, too?
No, well, there are some people in some country in Africa that have overdosed on it because they've been trying to cure themselves. Which, I mean, that's kind of on
them.
Well,
it's not going to be something where people just decide how much to take.
There's a lot of really good anecdotal evidence about it. Yeah. So let's prepare for when we say, yeah, this is the way to do it.
Now, you know, on a topic, you know what I want to mention before I forget, before it gets too late?
My parents got coronavirus.
We are doing a lot of the drive-through stuff at Mesa.
Yeah.
The carryout. I mean, we may survive this thing. I don't know how long you can survive. I mean, completely reorganizing your business and doing it completely. I mean,
well, that's why the
we're
government
doing pretty well.
The government needs to start flooding people and small businesses with money and stop nitpicking it.
But we've been told by Rolex Police that you can park free for 30 minutes if you're going in for carryout.
Cool. That's good.
Now, you know, it's one of those things where I think they're just being looser about when people park. If you park and you're gone in 15 minutes, which you will be if you're getting carryout in Royal Oak, then you're not going to get a ticket. And if you do, let me know and I'll throw it to Matt since he's on the DDA.
I have noticed.
I really don't want to get in the middle of parking tickets, but I'm just saying.
I have noticed this particular speed trap that I see all the time. I mean, no doubt there's always an officer there. It doesn't seem to be staffed the past week.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean.
Yeah, I know. There's better things
to
do.
They have other things to deal with.
We're on Uber Eats and DoorDash at Mesa.
Yeah, and Uber Eats is free, right, if it's local. I think both of them are free if it's a local business, not a chain. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I was looking at them yesterday in one. I can't remember which one it was, but it's like if you order locally, maybe Grubhub, one of the big three.
We're going to get on Grubhub. That's happening. It's a little, you know, it's not right now, but in the next few days. And
did you see Uber stock, by the way?
No.
It shot up.
Did it really?
Because the head of it said, hey, we got a lot of cash reserves. And we are getting a lot of orders right now, which is why they waived the ordering fee for a lot of things. So skyrocketed. I think the cash on hand is what helps.
Well, we got a promotional idea. I can't say what it is, but it's really funny. If this thing, I think we're going to do it. You know, because we're trying to do things to get
Does people. It involve Corona beer?
No.
Good.
No, it doesn't.
Good.
We're trying to get people to come in and maybe give them some incentive to come in for when we are actually a restaurant again, hopefully, like, you know.
Free Cipro?
No free Cipro.
Free Z-Pack and whatever Trump wants to give out, free Z-Pack and that other
if
word.
If they get away that malaria drug, I don't think Mesa can do that. But anyway, keep tuned. And meanwhile, thanks to so many of you who have, and I've gotten emails from people too. And I got Uber Eats Mesa the other night. It was great.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was cool.
And they'll leave it on your porch. They don't even have to talk to the person.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it in because I wanted to get it before it got cold, but they were fast, too.
I mean, so you don't have to interact with the delivery
guy. Oh, yeah, if you don't want to. Yeah. God, the delivery guy, by the way, this guy was like 9 years old. I'm like, are you old enough to drive? Are you sure you can drive?
He was trying to huffy.
He was so small. He was just, and he looked really young.
We're new times. Youth labor's huge.
Maybe tomorrow we can watch the new Cops episode. There's a few pretty good stories in the last few Cops. One of them was about this kid who was part of a stolen car ring. And this guy, he must be 4'10". He looks like he's 13 at the most. And he just gets in the car, and then the cops are behind him with the lights on.
They split off.
He's looking back at the cops. He's driving, looking back at the cops driving. Takes a hard turn. He's trying to get away. Anyway, they catch up to the guy, and they take him to the police station. They're like, why'd you steal that car? And he's like, I didn't steal that car. My friend told me to take it for him, to bring it to another friend. And they're like, look, we saw you break into the car. Yeah. It's not your car. You know it's not. And he goes, well, I wasn't driving a car. They're like, because somebody had run out of the car. Somebody had jumped out and run away. And they're like, yeah, you were driving. Let me show you something. It was a Sting. They had a camera.
Yeah.
It's in the car. And there's that kid driving up close. You can see him. And he goes, that's not me.
Really?
Yeah. And they're like, dude, that's you. He goes, no, that's not me. And then they go, okay, listen. And he goes, I don't want to say anything more. And he like bowed his head. I think he might have been crying by then.
It's an incredible.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
How many people deny being on film when they're on film?
I didn't do this stuff.
You know, you could not do that. You could not do that. That is a new thing.
I know.
That
I
is
know.
Because no one is sure of it. There's nothing. Nothing is a sure thing. Even this country coming together for a pandemic is not a sure thing. It's not.
I didn't do it.
And O.J. Simpson. Everything's a little big. What? What?
He was accused, not charged.
And you know, R. Kelly. That's my brother peeing on that girl. Oh, well, you know, I got to tell you, I know I'm a juror and everything, and I hate to see a guy peeing on a 14-year-old, but I don't know if that's him on the video.
That was a manufactured, engineered tape.
Who would have thunk
that? You can do it by Adobe software.
You could come up with a video of R. Kelly peeing on a 14-year-old girl, and he would get off on the base set. It's not me.
Yep.
Lie.
What the fuck?
Once again, we need better quality video then.
So anyway, Matt and I were talking. We were blowing off steam about the coronavirus, and Matt was all pissed because he was talking about the airlines. You know, and there's plenty of anger at the airlines because, they had to buy back all the stock. So in spite of that giant income tax cut, and all the money they're making by nickel and diming us for everything.
That's right.
Well, a couple days without any passengers, and we're going to be broke overnight. What do you know? And so we got to come up with all this money to bail them out. So anyway, Matt was saying,
Are they going to be broke overnight? Didn't they cut a bunch of routes, too? They're not spending as much money. Gas is cheaper.
And every plane.
I'm sure they're losing money, but still.
What about every plane the last 3 years that was full? Every plane is full.
Well,
they don't run any routes where there's.
That money's gone. They already bought it and bought back their
stuff. I know. It's so fucking maddening. So anyway, Matt was telling me, look up, and we're looking at flights. For example, to fly to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
To ride coach to fly the Super Bowl in Tampa next February 4th.
Okay.
And at a return date on the Monday, I think it was, $1,500 in coach. $1,500. I mean, isn't this a way that maybe the airlines couldn't they probably haul in a bunch of cash by offering some half-price fares for 2021?
Yeah. Yeah, right now. Yeah, start selling them.
You could probably offer some great fares to Hawaii.
We'll be losing money next year.
but they could raise some fucking cash and not use it to buy back stock to keep running. I mean, if anybody can raise cash, it's the airlines, right?
Yes. People need to travel.
And they love a deal. So I love their creativity.
Well, can't they really just... Don't we really have them by the balls? Like, we're going to give you this $50 billion, but you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this.
You know, remember when we gave all that money to IEG? Was it, what's the insurance company? Was it
AIG?
AIG.
Yeah.
AIG and the bank's like, no fucking bonuses. And they find, oh, what do you know? They're giving away big bonuses anyway. Well, that's crazy.
That's the problem with having to flood the market with cash. You don't want to make those rules.
But there were rules. How they about, weren't supposed to get bonuses. Did anyone go to jail for taking a bonus? No.
No. How about no stock buybacks for 10 years? A passenger bill of rights.
That'll never happen.
Nickel. How about fair pricing? So you know, not the price plus fees and baggage fees and taxes.
Oh boy!
So you know what you're buying.
So frustrating.
And you guys have to start competing in routes. That's what drives me nuts. They don't.
I know the whole
routes.
Thing is the game is it's rigged.
Yeah,
just rigged. So, there's been some other interesting topics surrounding, I've gotten rid of my random topics already. I love the rando topics. You just take my, do we have any Rick Beato we could go through?
Coronavirus!
I know.
I do know of a stand-up comedy bracket we can go through.
Oh, why don't you go through that? And I'm going to look for my, why don't you give a summary of that? Because I got to go to my tweet for, I ask people for good binge watches or new watches stuff because we're going to have a lot of time at home. So let me find that because I had a lot of responses to that.
So for the win, which I believe is associated with USA Today, they put together a whole list of your favorite comedians.
Can I throw my first objection to this list out?
Sure.
A number one seed, and maybe they're on probation or something, is Louis C.K., who's not on here.
He is not.
I mean, shouldn't he be a number one?
Cancel him for a bracket?
So what? Shouldn't he be on here?
He's doing shows. He's selling out shows.
He would be a number one
seed. I'm trying to minimize what he did.
Is Aziz Ansari on here?
I did not see Aziz.
That's really interesting, too.
I did
not
see.
He's canceled.
Pete Davidson?
Well, Pete Davidson, does he really belong in a bracket of this magnitude?
I don't see Dan Cook either.
Well, he definitely doesn't.
But the number one seeds are Bill Burr, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, and Kevin Hart, which makes sense.
I guess.
I think Louis C.K. would probably be in there, or maybe number two. The number two seeds are Hannibal Buress, Joe Rogan.
What?
Ali Wong.
What? Well, this is
Anthony Jeselnik.
I like Anthony.
I like him, too. I just didn't think of him as a
number two
seed.
No, absolutely not.
So,
by the way, do you notice that some of the chicks who were seated higher got smoked by the lower seat guys? Yeah. So were they trying to be PC by seating the women higher than they normally would?
Well, who are the higher women seeds?
Let's see.
Amy Schumer's in there. I would never put her in this thing, by the
people
way.
People like her. I don't
so care. Tiffany Haddish is an 8 seed. Whitney Cummings is a 4th seed. That's Amy Schumer is a 3 seed.
A 3 seed. That's really? So there's only 11 comedians that are... No, 8 comedians.
Well,
8 comedians?
Out.
She's number 9? Really?
Ali Wong is a 2
We beat her
seed.
Podcast, by the way.
Nikki Glaser was a 5 seed.
Nikki's a 5, okay.
I would put Nikki ahead of Schumer.
So she beat Russell Peters, which I kind of agree with. I think she's better than Russell
Peters.
I think
Nikki's funny. I think she's good. I mean, it's a personal thing.
Wow, that 3-6 in that bracket is the hardest matchup of the first round.
Yeah, the 3-6 is Dave Attell versus Jim Norton.
Norton's way too low. As a 6
Dave
seed.
Won, didn't he?
Yeah.
Dave yeah. Won, yes. How far did Dave get? Because I would like him in the final four if I could get him
Wong,
there.
But he lost to Chappelle.
He lost to Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Well, that's a tough bracket.
But Kevin Hart rolled through until he ran into John Mulaney. And
how many rounds did Kevin Hart win?
He won, let's see, he defeated Dan Soder, and then he defeated Jim Jeffries.
What's Kevin seeded?
1.
He's a 1 seed.
He's pretty huge right now.
I know.
I just think Jeffries is way better than him.
But doesn't a lot of this have to do, as far as being, you know, somebody sells out arenas, doesn't have to do with his age and the fact that he's reaching the people that go? I mean, to compare, what's Kevin Hart? He's 41, 42 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, Dave Chappelle is like 57, 58. Is that really fair? I just think Dave's funnier.
Funnier. Yeah. And Dave ended up beating him to go to the
Dave's
finals.
Dave's 46, too.
Or actually, he lost.
Dave Chappelle is not 46.
Dave Chappelle is 46 years old.
What year was he born?
73.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Really? Wow, that's fucking weird.
Well, he started stand-up when he's 13.
I guess that's why I have it all.
Kevin
I think I'm confusing him with somebody, but I love Dave.
Did you say who Kevin Hart lost to? You said he beat Jeffries, which is ridiculous.
But he lost to John Mulaney.
I like Mulaney's stand-up.
And then ultimately, Chappelle took out Mulaney to go to the championship. Now, we haven't even discussed who Dave Chappelle faced in the championship round.
Go to the other bracket, then. Just walk through that one.
So Bill Burr was on a roll, defeating Fantastic. Tiffany Haddish and then beating Gabriel Iglesias. But he had to run into a number three, Norm McDonald, who beat Nate Bargatze. I don't really know him. And then he beat Hannibal Buress.
Norm McDonald and Amy Schumer, both three seats.
So it came down to Norm McDonald and Bill Burr.
Norm all the way.
And Norm won, yeah. And then Chris Rock rolled the table until he ran into Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan upset Amy Schumer, and then he upset Joe Rogan.
That's not an upset.
No, I don't think that's, well, by their seating it is, but no, it's not. And I think he's a better stand-up than Rogan. I don't really care for Gaffigan.
So Gaffigan versus Norm ended up being, boom, Norm. So now you got Norm McDonald versus Dave Chappelle in the final.
That's a tough one, man.
And Norm McDonald is victorious. He won the entire bracket.
I'm surprised. I love them both. Love them both. I think Chris Rock, I prefer Chris Rock to Norm. I would like to see Chris Rock against McManus. Dave Chappelle.
Really?
Yeah, I love Norm, though. I mean, it's a subjective thing.
Yeah, no, I know. It makes it fun.
I mean, all three of them are fantastic.
I'm just mad Louis's not in there.
Well, yeah, we know why that is.
I know.
It's silly. So I got my, ask for stuff that's on TV that maybe people don't know about. So the first response from Patty P. How is it that Patty P has time to respond to everything?
I don't know.
And she says,
on there, man.
Dallas is on Amazon Prime.
Dallas?
I think it holds up pretty well. It's like
Ooh,
new again.
Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty.
To which Elric responds, Victoria Principal, Charlene Tilton, Barbara Del Geddes, I'm in.
What year is this?
Damn, no.
Matt Farley on, responds, Patty. Matt Farley stars in Slingshot Cops on Amazon Prime. So good. Bentley says, anybody watch Hunters yet? Halfway through the first episode. I kind of dig it.
Hunters, that's Al Pacino, right? On Amazon. That's pretty good.
Oh.
I'm two episodes in. It's not bad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're Nazi hunters.
Okay. Oh, I want to check that out.
It's different. I don't know if that's up your alley, but we'll see.
Dave Barr said, wife and I started watching Dexter. I mean, if you haven't watched it.
Yeah.
It's a good... The Wire, Jamie Farley.
Yeah.
Great show. Wait, I got over 100 responses. Why am I... The fuck?
Do you like... You didn't like... Did you watch Preacher, Brandon?
Okay. I watched selected parts that you
Legion?
Made me watch.
Did you watch Legion?
I watched selected parts that
you
made
you
me
watch.
Watch.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought those two were really good.
I really haven't been binging anything lately. I've been playing a lot of video games. I got back into it. I haven't played video games since Madeline was born, and I got to play Red Dead Redemption 2. Well, that game's over. I haven't gone back to PS4 in a long time, so...
Okay, Matt says you must watch Sneaky Pete.
Yeah, great show.
I've seen a few episodes of that. Paul says Hatfields and McCoy, spoiler, no electricity, but Costner's a hell of a job. Thad says Deadwood.
Yeah, people love
Deadwood's
that.
Good, yeah.
Paul says Sherlock. So it might be on Netflix. Do you have HBO or HBO Go? So The Leftovers is premiere.
Love
Can't
it.
Praise it enough.
Love it.
I would say a lot of stuff on HBO. If you don't have HBO, this might be the month that you decide to just indulge yourself, because there is a ton of great content.
And you can get all the library
demand.
Too on HBO
yeah, it's
Go.
All on demand. It's
you watched.
I love The Witcher. I love The True Detective. Which one just wrapped up?
The Outsider was
great. The Outsider
great.
Was fantastic. Obviously, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I mean, there's so Curb's, many great
Curb
things.
Curb has been so awesome.
On HBO, their documentaries are fantastic. McMillions.
Okay, somebody else says Mindhunter, Chapman. Heard there's a new Jay and Silent Bob movie.
You like Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you ever watch Better Call Saul?
I just couldn't. I don't know why I couldn't
really?
Get into it. I know people that love it. They can't wait for the next episode. Maybe I should try it again.
There's a lot of, they have new episodes coming out every week right now.
Mike says Hunter's on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Tiger King on Netflix.
There you go.
Sneaky Pete. A Most Violent Year, Netflix. What's the most violent year? Am I know?
Most violent year.
The most violent year. Sounds like something I would maybe like. Sounds like true crime. Kind of.
Most violent year.
And T. Fault says Man in the High Castle.
Oh, this looks interesting. It's a 2014 crime drama film.
Oh. Oh. Okay. I might try it.
1981.
Dave says, type in classic albums in your search. Todd says, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers running down a dream. I've seen that documentary. That's a great idea for anybody who hasn't seen it that likes Tom Petty. It's like 3 hours long, so it chews up a lot of time. But, you know, it doesn't seem like 3 hours. It's all Tom Petty. And there's some good drama in that band. And
you wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
Honestly, I think when I got to the end of that, I was like, I cannot believe the catalog this guy has. I mean, the music is fantastic, too. Anthony says 1922 is where they watch. People are without electricity in that, I bet. Hey, watch this. I'm watching Riot on the Dance Floor, the story of Randy Now in City Gardens. Now, that's about... That does sound interesting. That's on Amazon, or it's on Prime Video. And I think it's... I want to say it's from the punk rock era.
You should probably watch MASH. You love that.
Oh, I did MASH, you know, three times a day. I used to, my
How about
roommate,
Fargo? Did you ever watch Fargo, the TV series Fargo?
I want to watch
that. I tried to watch it.
But it's not available
too,
for me.
It was too much.
Really?
And I appreciated the cast, and it's one of those things, I could see why people would like it.
I think that's one of the best. I think that is probably my favorite TV show, all three seasons. They're all different, too. What about The Americans? Did you ever watch that?
I have watched a couple episodes.
It's really good.
But, and, it, you know, it looked like something I could watch, too. Trailer Park Boys, Goliath.
Yeah, I love
Succession on HBO. Evan likes Succession.
There's going to be a million people saying Letterkenny.
Yeah,
I get that all the time. I watched almost all of it. I understand people want us to pull drops from it, but it's, I don't know, maybe a little specific for the show, but we'll see.
Here's The Wire, The Wire, Sneaky Pete, The Leftovers, Hoop Dreams. Oh, the old documentary? Huh. The old documentary?
Yeah.
Is there an update on that?
I don't think so.
I don't either. That was good. I mean, it was a great doc at the time. I remember it well. Hunters, Letterkenny on Hulu. Season 3 of Ozark coming next week.
That's right.
Summer House on Bravo. What's Summer House? Have you seen it?
Oh, that sounds right up your alley, and I know nothing about it.
It's on Bravo.
Summer, it's probably
so it's got to be a
show.
Reality show. The Men Who Built America.
Huh.
I watched The Men Who Built America.
Is it good?
Yeah. There's a lot of no electricity in that, too. But it's a lot about the Industrial Revolution and some of the rich guys around that time. Oh,
the robber barons.
Yeah.
The Vanderbilts.
It's amazing, though.
I know. No, it is amazing. I agree.
The Bill Gates of our times.
Okay.
Just back then.
What's The Boys?
The Boys is...
Oh, it's great. You would hate it. Never mind.
It's a superhero show.
But it's not a... Oh, don't phrase it like that, Brandon. He'll be out immediately.
I understand, but I mean, ultimately, it's about a group of superheroes.
That are the most egotistical, in-for-the-money superheroes.
that sounds kind of funny.
They're like products. They're very into their own following, but it's fucking great.
It's
basically on Amazon.
A corporation, so they're doing a bunch of work.
This one just came in. Somebody wants you to watch. Let's see.
A show called Bull.
Oh, this guy wants you to watch a show called Bull.
Matt says The Man in the High Castle. Nate says Bosch. Watch a pretty good doc on the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
What's that?
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
That's a big rock and roll place in LA. Yeah, that might. I probably would like that.
Yeah.
Patriot Catastrophe and of course The Americans. Black Monday on Showtime. Oh, the movie?
No. It's a series.
Oh, Black Sunday. I was thinking of.
Yeah, the killer blimp. No, yeah. Black Monday is a. Is it Don Cheadle? Is that dude's name? Black guy. But it's he's like a stockbroker. In the 80s.
Oh.
That feels real to me. Very disappointing.
I think
an instant classic.
Seth Rogen might be the producer.
I remember. Well, Black Monday was 1987.
Yeah, it's been nominated.
Well. Catastrophe. How about.
Blue Monday.
There's no one for The Boys. 000.
Yeah, I've seen that.
000 is about running cocaine from Mexico through Africa to Italy. Drew might not like some parts are in Italian, Spanish, French with subtitles.
Yeah, I did that.
Yesterday is on HBO, since you're a Beatles fan. I have seen Yesterday. It's
surprised. Okay. I'm surprised no one said Boardwalk Empire. Did you ever watch Boardwalk Empire?
I never knew you were such a Beatles fan.
I think I tried to watch it because all you guys liked
it. Oh, it's so good.
You watched Meg Dick's movie, Hard Plastic. It's short and may give you fuel for talking to Andy. Huh? Meg Dick, is it?
Andy Dick's daughter.
Oh, that's right. He plugged it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hunters with Al Pacino. Okay.
Did you like Homeland? Did you ever watch Homeland?
Yeah, I did.
There's new episodes of Homeland now, right now.
Oh, I, you know, it's another one I appreciated. I just didn't.
Okay.
Most of these shows I've seen at least an episode or two, and I just either decided to pass or I just didn't have time for it because I watched too many stupid things that eat chew up my time, like 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
No, I know. let's see. What else? You know what is an interesting topic, and I have not really heard this discussed, and it's probably not a good time to talk about it, but immigration. Are people talking about immigration?
Not right
now.
I'm
sure some people are.
Because, you know, truthfully, the reason I said it's probably not a good topic is because it's so wearying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a problem. We have not had a good immigration policy for so many decades now that it's actually morphed my position, which my position used to be, hey, if you don't belong here and you sneak into the country illegally, then you should be arrested and there should be consequences. But
I get out of here.
But over, I'd say, the last 4 or 5 years, as you read about, and the media loves these stories, about these people who've been here 20 years and they're paying taxes and they have a family, you know, 3 kids who are Americans, technically. It gets more complicated. And I just felt like, I just felt myself moving left of where I was. Not all the way left, but mid-left, somewhere in there. And then, you know, when something like this happens, where these people are just floating in from wherever, bringing these, you know, diseases, which, I mean, that's the problem with illegal immigration, is not knowing what the fuck.
Yeah, but a virus doesn't know what your citizenship is.
No, point being that there's certain places right now that, you know, we are being more cautious about because of, and I know originally when Trump blocked China, and by the way, I wish NBC or whoever it was that called it a racist policy had not done that, because now I have to hear Trump say it every fucking 5 minutes he talks that, yeah. All right, close the door on China.
Well, he's really doubling down on saying China virus now, which is just, can people just let that go so he can let it go?
I wish, but what happened was this NBC reporter asked a question and he used that opportunity to say, oh yeah, when I closed the door to China, you called it a racist policy, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, going back to the wall was racist, and personally, I never felt the wall was racist or not racist or necessary or not necessary. I just didn't think, it's like, we don't have to have a wall, but we don't have to not have a wall either. I just didn't really care. I couldn't believe that the government was shut down over building a wall. Amen. It seemed so unimportant. And
the importance applied to it just seemed out of proportion.
Yeah, the importance of having it and the importance of not having it.
Exactly,
either one. I just didn't think it was that
a wedge
to talk
issue.
About it so much. Yeah, it was a typical
wedge
issue.
That really didn't matter that much, but to some people,
I'm sorry about that.
And along those lines, I haven't heard a lot. I mean, because there's a lot of now, and I don't really like the hand wringing. It's like, we can hand wring later. I mean,
that's right.
We will. You know, we shoulda, coulda, woulda. In fact, I saw Christopher Wallace. That's what I saw Christopher Wallace with. He was interviewing a guy from the CDC, and he's trying to wade into a question about, you know, what kind of job the government and Trump have done. And he says, Gavin Newsom and Governor Cuomo have said nice things about working with the administration, blah, blah, blah. But what about overall? And the CDC guy just kind of jumped in and said, hey, listen, I don't want to do that. We got problems to solve, and we need to focus on doing what we need to do. And I liked his answer. I'm kind of in the same place. I think I know nothing is going to be forgotten, because nothing is ever forgotten. So whatever fuck ups there are, and stupidity and foolishness and the good things as well, it'll all be accounted for eventually. But I thought it was kind of, you know, because the immigration thing, I thought, well, that's weird. I would think that topic would almost, maybe it's just too gauche right now. With fighting,
there's other things to worry
about. A virus, yeah. There's other things to worry about. But I wondered if anybody sort of their mind was moving with the virus, the fact that it can come from somewhere else, and these aren't people coming in illegally, so it's really not. It's not a perfect subject. But anyway, I was reading over
the only
weekend,
thing the virus sees apparently is gender. You see, it affects men.
Yeah, twice as much.
Dick, stupid virus.
But. You know, originally when immigration first became a topic, I'm trying to think what year this was, but I remember when Trudy did the story about that illegal immigrants were getting driver's licenses, and it's like,
Trudy News!
What? How can you get a driver's license if you're here illegally? And it was the same thing shortly after. It was, you know, in this town, if you pull someone over, you can't ask them if they're here illegally. You can't ask them about their immigration status. And it was just like, what? And it just went on like that and on and on and on. And eventually it's like, you know, it's 2020 and we haven't resolved anything. And so you know, I almost dread the topic, but at the same time, I thought maybe it was, I'm sure it will be revisited, unfortunately. The other one was over the weekend, I was reading about how on December 31st, and this was mostly people who were very angry because the CIA and blah, blah, all these people knew on December 31st and never Trump should have known and Trump should have done this. And whammo. And so as I'm reading this, I'm thinking about, well, what was going on December 31st, the first week in January, the second week in January, and that's when impeachment was going on.
We
and,
will impeach him.
And honestly, I haven't really heard a lot of Democrats saying that sort of thing. This is mostly people online, which is always, I mean, God knows what you get when you go online.
They've been trying to impeach me from before I ran.
Is the point that a president can't do two things at once?
No. I think the point is that the country's eye was off the ball.
Well, and that's the public, yeah.
Well, not just the public. I mean, of course, the president has to watch two things at once. But what was
the intelligence
was
department was too off the ball, though?
But I don't remember. Do you remember anyone in January saying? I mean, I don't remember.
But I don't get the I don't get the reports he gets.
No,
and
I don't.
Frankly,
either,
I don't care at this point. I really don't.
I don't really care either.
Next year, let's bitch about that.
In terms of a topic, though, I'm surprised that when all this stuff comes up about, you know, what the fuck, we should have known, we should have, you know, whole abortion going on. And I'm not blaming the Democrats. I'm not blaming Trump either. I'm just saying it's like this, and I swear, watching Tiger King brought it all home to me. This whole business of having a rival and just fighting everything and just, you did that, so I'll do this, and you did that, I'll do this, and blow back. And watching those two people fight on that documentary, it was just fucking insane. It's like you've completely lost sight of your life because you have this rival you just want to fuck with, and they want to fuck with you. I mean, it was really crazy. Just crazy. Entertaining, though. By the way, have you ever seen a more white trash event?
No.
Does anything come close? That's actually a good, interesting question.
It's really spread around the country. I gotta admit, I kind of want to play with a little baby tiger now after watching it. I guess I'm complicit. I don't need my picture taken with it, but I kind of want to play with it. I really admire Bogvedon's couch, too, which was basically just one big, like a bunch of couches pushed together. Yeah. He had like four tigers on there.
That was cool. Yeah, those little tigers, they're so cute.
I want to play with them.
I saw the little baby tigers, you know, and they were, this is so funny. The tiger, you know, mama tiger's giving birth, and she's screaming. Yeah. You know, she's bummed out. And it's like, nobody wants to go in there and reassure mama tiger when she's going fucking nuts because who knows who she's going to throw a claw at. But, yeah, she's screaming, giving birth, and these little tiny little cubs come out, and they're so adorable.
Yeah, see? We're both complicit.
And, of course, immediately Tiger King grabs four of them in his hands and takes pictures, you know, for his stupid website or for his internet show.
Those older tigers, fuck them. I wouldn't want to be in a cage. And I think my favorite video with that was, and they're trying to claim it was a conspiracy, like someone's trying to kill Joe Exotic because they put his like perfume on his boots, but he's trying to film something. This tiger keeps nipping at his boot to the point where he starts yelling at it, whacks it, and the tiger just goes, you know what? I'm a tiger. I'm going to grab you by the boot and drag you all over this field. And I could not stop laughing at it.
That was funny.
I mean, I knew Joe Exotic was fine, but watching him get just dragged by this huge beast was so satisfying. And then he pulled out his gun to scare him.
I still can't believe that I really didn't follow this story at all. It just seemed one of those things. I mean, I'm sure in that little world it was fun as hell to watch. Kind of like Luca Magnotta.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, don't have some reason to be watching it, it's probably not something that's going to smack you in the face. But it was an amazing story.
That one place had, 10 million followers on YouTube? Oh,
the growth
looked
of that,
awful, by the way. They looked really boring.
Yeah. No, it was terrible.
Unlike my man Bogvedon, who's, you know, he's got some pretty sweet videos.
And hot chicks.
Half-nude chicks playing around with tigers and monkeys and baboons.
And 2020 had a... Oh, God, just the most horrible true crime thing about this serial killer that just kind of wallowed around, changing his name every once in a while. And
what a mastermind.
They're finding, you know, three dead people in a barrel in New Hampshire in the woods. And, you know, for years, nobody knows where these people came from. And then, what do you know, years and years later, because of some other cases and because of figuring out that this guy, well, he has Prince match at one point.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, you're so-and-so. You're that motherfucker.
I loved it when they confronted him, too.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. It's like, well, that's you.
That's what a lot of ID shows show, that whole Q&A thing, yeah. When they know, you know, and
why is
you
that,
know.
Why is that so satisfying? When a detective, I know, you know what the detective knows, and he knows, and he's about to bust the guy.
There was this one on ID, and I know we got to get moving here because we got a life, supposedly. We have a life to live. This guy on ID channel had this girl. She was at a bar. She's on video camera at the bar. Gorgeous girl. And she doesn't go home. She's missing. Where is she? She never does this. It's one of those ones where you just know something's terribly wrong. So they start going over all the bar surveillance. And they notice that, hey, that guy's kind of putting his arm around her back and stuff. And who is that guy? And they get a pretty good idea who he is. And there's a couple other guys who are looking at ex-boyfriends and stuff. And they don't know where she went out the door. And so they find out who this guy is. He's kind of got his paws on her. He's kind of pawing her a little bit. He's not making out or anything, but and he's not her boyfriend. And he says, oh, yeah, we're friends. And she just went home. You know, she said she was going home, and I went home, and I got home at 20 after 1, bar closed at 1. So they start going through because she had said, wait, what was the story? Oh, she had said that she told somebody she was going to get some alcohol and go drinking with this guy at his house or whatever. So anyway, they start looking at liquor stores and places you could buy booze on the way home.
Yeah, they find
and what do you know? There he is with her. Oh, bingo! So when they
can't get away with anything with cameras,
I know. By the time they bring him in, they know this, and so they of course sit him down and go, yeah, so you just want to go over this. We're doing everything we can to find her, and we know you're fond of her too, so you know you understand. Oh yeah, I understand, sure. And they make him wait for an hour, by the way. They just make him stew. Good. And he's sitting in there, and they're showing like the fast forward, you know, of him, you know, he's on his elbow, he's got his head in his hands. This guy's just trying to somehow pass an hour, probably nervous as all fuck. So they get in there and go, okay, so you left the bar at 1? Yeah. And you got home at 1:20? Yeah. And you went to bed, and that's it? Nothing? No, you didn't stop anywhere on the way home? Nope. Mm-mm. You sure didn't stop anywhere? Because, you know, there are surveillance in a lot of these places, so, you know, we can find these things out. Nope, just went home. Went there. Well, what about that that place on such and such a street? We saw you on a videotape coming out with her.
Oh, boy. No, it wasn't.
So, there's a long pause. That's right. Yeah, I kind of forgot. We got something to drink and went to my place, and then we had a nice time, and then I took her home. Like, and the guy puts his hand on his arm. He's like, come on, buddy. You know what happened. What happened to her? Where is she? Her family needs to find her body. And the guy's like, no, I didn't do anything to her. I didn't do anything to her. And then he puts his hand on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you can see the guy's crying. He can't talk because he's crying.
Really?
Yeah. And then he just comes out with it.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That seems unusual, actually.
And the truth, it turned out, was very strange because he said that they had sex.
Yeah.
Well, they got that out of him. Took him a while, but they got it out of him.
It was rough.
And then, no, it wasn't rough. Oh. And then he was driving her home, and they got in an argument, and she just jumped out of the car. Isn't that crazy?
What are the odds?
So, and then, of course, okay, they found out that,
what?
No, he murdered her, and he buried her.
They say, okay, what location? Because there's probably a video camera around that location where she jumped out.
Well, he had to give it up because, he asked for a lawyer eventually because they start getting on some other stuff. And it turns out that, oh, you know what? He's on a gas station video in the morning and his car's sitting there for a long time because he's cleaning his car. And he's also rubbing his shoulder because he was digging a grave all night.
Oh, boy.
And his arm is sore and he's looking in the passenger side.
I tell you, as bad as it might be, it's just murdering someone sounds like a lot of work.
I know. And that fucking luminol, man, you know they're going to. If you don't murder somebody in your house, do not do it. If you're going to murder somebody, don't murder them in your house.
Did you watch 48 Hours?
I found out it was about a guy being innocent. I had no interest.
Oh, really?
Nobody dead. Nobody arrested.
Well, three people
arrested. Three people wrong
dead.
Guy.
No, four people dead. I think.
Did they get? Did they talk about the crime a lot? Or there was yeah. it more about the guy that?
Oh,
was,
yeah.
And he was wrongly accused, though, right?
The evidence, convicted? But then there was some DNA that didn't match him, which he thought was planned, and there's some evidence that it probably was planned. I don't know. It's a pretty crazy story. And of course, Kim Kardashian's in there.
Oh boy.
But what was interesting
she's a lawyer and she never went to college. So that, wild?
So the black guy who was a career petty theft criminal just happened to be like squat. He escaped from prison, was squatting near the house where these people were murdered. But the kid was like, no, there was one survivor. He's like, there were three people, which of course he changed his story later. And he still believes that this is the guy that did it. But what I thought was interesting is there seems to be this thing about three white people that killed this family because there were three weapons. There were multiple, you know, there's just no way. How does one person slay a family of five and a six
pretty
person?
Tough.
You know? So what I thought was funny or interesting is that same night at a bar down the road, some guy in bloody overalls and a bloody shirt is just sitting there drinking beer with two of his buddies who had blood on him too.
The
like,
fuck?
Like, come on, man. Why are you going to a bar if you're covered in blood? And of course, the guy with the bloody shirt dropped it on the road after they left, and they still have that shirt.
God, there's another one. You can hit the outro, Brandon.
So we'll take tell the story. If you murder someone.
Yeah, do not kill people in your house.
Go to the bar right afterwards.
There's this guy, Mark, who was probably in his mid to late 70s, but he's in nice shape. He's not super heavy, and he looks fairly healthy. And
like what you see.
He's been married for a long, 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 long time. He's got kids. And he goes to meet for a meeting, and he never comes home. So his wife, of course, calls the cops, and they're trying to figure out what happened to him. They find him. They ping his phone really fast, too. They ping his phone at a McDonald's 57 miles away. And they see him on his phone. He's writing something down, and he leaves. And they determine that he was supposed to meet with this lady from this charity. And so they talk to her, and she says, oh, well, I saw him coming out, and I talked to him, but... Then he was on his way and I was on my way. I was late. And so we just talked in the parking lot and he bolted. And they're like, So they go to her house and the doors are all locked. The lights are out. Nobody seems to be home. And so they end up breaking in and, the gas is on in the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And there's a timer and she's got the house set up to blow up.
Oh, my God.
And his body is under the back of the house. Dead. They're walking around the house and
they
smell this horrible smell. She killed him in the house and she's got all this bleach.
Once again, way too much work.
They found her on surveillance because she had used her credit card at Kroger.
Yeah.
Buying all this bleach and gloves. And I mean, they're going to fucking find you. Don't murder somebody in your house, especially, and get the cleaning stuff months in advance.
Yeah, separate trips.
Yeah, don't spontaneously murder someone in your house. Take it from me. All right. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see ya tomorrow.
Wash your hands thoroughly, a full 20 seconds.